ball games they've played here in Hickory, and it's been a rather rude welcome from the home side in Augusta's first trip to Fran Stadium since April of 2019. If you weren't with us on Tuesday, the Green Jackets were combined to be no-hit for the first time in 29 years. It was April of 1996, the last time Augusta was no-hit. Camden Perry, William Prevett, and Jabriel Eastley got the job done on the series opener yesterday at an 11:05 start, the first of five education days that Augusta is going to have to play this year, including two at home and one next Tuesday. Augusta didn't exactly get the bats woken up in the early morning call. It was a very chilly morning, first pitch, a sub-50 temperature, not exactly idyllic baseball weather. The Green Jackets mustered two runs, but only knocked one hit. John Heel's the only man who's got a hit in this series. It was a two RBI double in the seventh after three consecutive walks from Alberto Mota loaded the bases with just one away. From no hits to one hit, there is improvement, and we've talked about this already plenty over the course of the first five games. It's an incredibly young, incredibly raw group of position players on this roster for the Augusta Green Jackets. You've already lost one of your premier prospects for the foreseeable future as Luis Guanipa, the star center fielder, went on the injured list after taking a fastball to the hand and wrist area and causing him to leave Sunday's game early. John Heel, he gets a day off today, which means the lineup, it's going to rotate around a little bit. The Green Jackets are trying to get themselves out of a little bit of a slump. It's also worth noting that for the third consecutive day, the Green Jackets were not able to take batting practice on the field. Young teams like this, and there's plenty of young talent to go around, they end up being very routine-based. For some teams, the ability to hit on the field matters not. They're going to get their swings off no matter what. It just doesn't depend whether it's going to be the cages or with a true on-field background. Some players, however, have no particular affinity for the cage for whatever reason. They feel like they see the ball better off the batter's eye. It translates to the game more. That's something we're still learning about this team, is where all their proclivities lie and what their preferences are five games into the season. But with a field that went untarped on Monday when heavy rain came through the area, that meant it wasn't ready for on-field batting practice on Tuesday, at least for Augusta, which meant the Jackets had to hit straight off the bus and into the cages before getting no hit. No team ever takes on-field BP the day of an education day ball game because, quite frankly, you don't want to get here for the extra noted time and on-field swings at 8:45 in the morning. Don't do a whole lot of folks any good. But then today, with some showers already coming through Hickory and potentially more on the horizon, once again, Augusta confined to the cages. We'll see if that has any effect on Winston Sawyer's offense today. Very good pitching matchup on the hill. For the first time this year, both of these teams will send a starter back out for their second turn through the rotation in 2025, both of whom are using their opening night starter from back on Friday, April 4th. For Augusta, it's Owen Hackman, the ninth rounder out of Loyola Marymount University out in his hometown of Los Angeles. Hackman uncharacteristically battered around a little bit in his opening day start. Owen was one of the Green Jackets' best pitcher, starter, or reliever down the stretch after being drafted by the Braves in mid-July. But on opening night, 2 2/3, seven hits, five runs, four earned, and four strikeouts. Hackman, when he was missing in the big part of the zone, and the Fireflies came out ready and swinging. Hack took a no decision in that one as the Green Jackets won an error-fueled contest 12-7. On the opposite side, it's the second of two top 30 players in the Rangers organization on this Crawdads roster, and the only top 30 pitching prospect loaned to the Crawdads from the Texas Rangers organization in Caden Scarborough. Sixth round pick back in 2023, had some lat issues that slowed down the start of his career, but a very strong frame, 6'5 with room to grow. Scarborough looked solid in his opening night start, allowed just one run in three innings, did walk three batters, but also struck out four. And one of the notes on Scarborough that you and I are going to keep an eye or an ear on tonight is exactly how long he can hold the fastball velocity. Scarborough only made six appearances last year, one of which was for the Down East Wood Ducks against the Green Jackets. But Scarborough's whole dynamic, especially since coming back from that lat issue in the middle of 2024, he can start off running that fastball 96-97, but quickly into innings two or three, it drops down into the low 90s, sitting 92-93. So where exactly he comes down with that velo to start off and how long he maintains that initial velocity band is something we want to be very cognizant of here at LP Franz Stadium tonight. For Hackman, the goal is to get ahead with the fastball because his secondary pitches tend to work very well. The fastball's at its best at the top of the zone. He can induce some swings and misses, but over these two ball games, the Crawdad offense has been consistently reliable. 6 runs on 9 hits in both of the first two games of the series. Maxton Martin has been giving the Green Jackets fits. He's 6 of 10 on base 3 times in both ball games so far with 3 runs driven in. It's the most righties you'll see in a lineup for the Crawdads tonight. 4 of the 9 batters are right-handed swingers, along with 4 lefties and a switch hitter. So the Crawdads very balanced under Carlos Maldonado. But if there is a silver lining for Hackman, first off, it was one start. There's no real need for a silver lining. You're going to have outings that aren't always your best stuff. His happened to come on the first of the season. But equally as important, the best outing of Hackman's career was to end last season against the Down East Wood Ducks. And because Down East has dissolved, and now Hickory is the Rangers' low-A affiliate, a handful of these players fell to the hands of Hackman last season. Hack went 6 innings, allowing just 1 hit and struck out a career-high 8. Those 6 innings were also a career-high. So if Hackman can rekindle some of that magic that he had out at Granger Stadium in September of last year, then it might be a day to watch for Owen Hackman. No true piggyback arm planned behind either of these starters. It'll be an old-fashioned pitcher's duel coming up on the horizon. We'll be back in just about 2 minutes as it's almost anthem time, and then we roll on into first pitch on this Thursday night ball game here in a dreary Hickory, North Carolina.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
The final note of the anthem brings us back into the Green Jacket Radio Network from LP Franz Stadium, home of the Hickory Crawdads since 1992. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth. Always a pleasure to be with you. Rain in the past, rain likely in the future, but here in the present, overcast but clear enough to play some baseball. Green Jackets have mustered just 1 hit and 2 runs over the first 2 games of this series, but a young offense that showed how good it could be on opening weekend is trying to find that spark once again. Augusta's lineup under second-year skipper Winston Sawyer goes as follows. With John Heel getting a day off, Colby Jones will lead off and play shortstop. First game at short for Colby this season. Owen Carey's DHing, Nick Montgomery behind the plate, and Isaiah Drake in center field hitting cleanup. Carlos Monteverde is at first. He's walked 5 times in 3 games. Douglas Glaude in left. Luis Sanchez in second. A good start to the year for him. Mason Guerra at third. He's played first a couple times already. And Jake Steeles in right field. Second game since being called up to replace Luis Guanipa on the injured list. The man they see on the hill, it's the second time they've had to face the righty Caden Scarborough. Threw against the Green Jackets on the final week of the 2024 season when the Rangers single-A affiliate was still the Down East Wood Ducks. Now, Scarborough here in Hickory, the number 28 prospect in Texas's system and the Rangers farmhand, looks to build upon a short but strong opening night performance. It's Scarborough's second outing of the season. He went three innings, allowed one run on one hit in those three frames. An eventual win for the Crawdads over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Did strike out four, also walked three. But the 6'5 right-hander out of Florida will go to work against Colby Jones here momentarily. 57 degrees, a little bit overcast, and no wind to speak of here on Thursday, April the 10th. Colby Jones in on the right-hand side, and we are ready to play ball. Jones takes a first-pitch fastball at 96. So immediately Scarborough showing off the strong velocity. We told you in the pregame show, we'll see where he starts, and we'll see how much he drops. Colby looking like so many others for his first hit of the weekend. Fastball just low and outside, according to home plate umpire J.C. Reed. Reed behind the dish for the second time in three games. Elena Giorgio is your field umpire. Ball and a strike. Scarborough from the stretch. High leg kick, and it's sawed off into shallow right field. That drops for a base hit. Little jam shot from Colby Jones, and it floats over the head of the second baseman, Antonis Macias. Colby's got his first hit, and the Green Jackets get a base runner in the first inning for the first time in three games. 95 miles an hour running towards the hands of the right-handed shortstop, but Colby strong enough to muscle it out into the outfield for a leadoff knock. Owen Carey will now bat. He's DHing for the first time in his pro career. One of three left-handers in the lineup and in the top five for Winston Sawyer. Scarborough, short look at first, long hold, and with the pitch clock at three, he delivers. Bunt is popped up. Catch is made in foul territory. Jones took off to second, has no chance to get back, and it's a 2-3 double play for the Green Jackets. Carey pops up the bunt. Colby was off on the delivery, and he had no opportunity to get back. Went headlong into second, and the Green Jackets offense stalls as soon as it started. Two up, two down. Not how Winston Sawyer envisioned that going. Here's Nick Montgomery, the catcher. Second straight game behind the plate for him. He's first pitch swinging on a fastball. Only five pitches so far for Scarborough. All of them have been heaters. Montgomery 2-for-20 in his first professional season. Still just 19 years of age. Young like so many players on this roster are. Scarborough the 0-1. Sharp slider just inside. The defense for the Crawdads. Left to right in the outfield, it's Martin Cabrera and Marcos Torres. Marquez and Guerrero on the corners of the infield. Chandler Pollard, Antonis Macias up the middle with Ben Hartle catching. 1-1 to Nick Montgomery. Fastball does not get the call. Little bit up, little bit out. All the misses have been relatively close for Scarborough so far. Montgomery ahead. Fastball has been 95-96 for Scarborough. The only breaking ball we saw came in at 81. 2-1 offering, popped up on the first base side. Pablo Guerrero into foul territory, makes the catch with room to spare. It's a very quick top of the first as a Green Jackets leadoff base runner goes by the wayside on a botched bunt attempt. Owen Hackman on the hill when we come back.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.
Green Jackets retired in order, a leadoff single erased by the 2-3 double play on a popped-up bunt. Crawdads line up as they look to go to a 5-1 start here in their first season in the Carolina League. Jeremy Cabrera is at the top playing center field, as he's been every game. Maxton Martin behind him with Ben Hardo, Pablo Guerrero, and Jesus Lopez 3-4-5. Antonis Macias at second. Chandler Pollard back at short after a day off with Marcos Torres and Luis Marquez rounding out the order for the Hickory Crawdads. Augusta sends Owen Hackman to the hill for his second start of 2025. 2 2/3, 5 runs, 4 earned for Hackman, with a career-high 7 hits allowed against the Fireflies on opening night. He begins with the lefty Yeremy Cabrera, and from the stretch, Hackman fires in a fastball that is bunted back out of play. Both these teams trying to get the small ball going early. Mason Guerra over at third had been playing very deep and also very far away from the line. One of 4 left-handers in the lineup today, 0-1 to Cabrera, is a brilliant changeup for Hackman. And Cabrera's out in front, tipping it into the mitt. Jeremy 1-for-8 with 3 walks this week, been on base quite a bit. Chokes up prior to the 0-2. Hackman to the plate, changeup outside. Montgomery tried to bring that back in to no avail. Hackman looking for a strong start. Cabrera always one to make that bat count. 1-2. Into the dirt, and he chases strike 3. Cabrera goes down fishing on the off speed, and Hackman begins his evening with a strikeout. Green Jacket defense, Douglas Glaude, Isaiah Drake, and Jake Steele's in the outfield. Left to right in the infield, Mason Guerra, Colby Jones, Luis Sanchez, and Carlos Monteverde, with Nick Montgomery catching for the second night in a row. First back-to-back for Montgomery as a pro, but an 11 a.m. game yesterday means lots of extra rest. Maxton Martin fouls the changeup off the body of Montgomery. Maxton's been arguably the best hitter on either side this week, 6-for-10 with 3 RBIs in 2 games. Been on base 3-plus times in both ballgames. Behind 0-1 on Hackman, who's been changeup heavy, goes with the slider and misses inside. Sent Martin lunging out of the way. Maxton wiggling that black bat back and forth across home plate. Hackman the 1-1. Fouled straight back on the high heater. Green Jackets for the second night in a row in their dark green alternate uniforms that are brand new for 2025. Two-tone green and white cap up top and gray pants below. Augusta's 1-1 in these new uniforms and 1-0 at home. 1-2 on Martin. Breaking ball, spun to the right side, and just foul. In on the hands of Martin with this slider, and he hooked it just wide of first base, where Carlos Monteverde was playing close to the line. Crawdads, white pants, as often befalls the home team, black and red caps up top, and they're in their black alternate jerseys for the first time this year. Still 1-2 on Martin. Hackman, a deep breath and a pitch. Tipped into the mitt, strike 3. Martin swung so hard he lost the elbow guard, but it's back-to-back K's for Owen Hackman. And this is more like what we expected to see from Hack this season. A lot of expectations, not because of what was invested in him or where his draft slot was, he was a 9th rounder, but simply because he looked so good last year and he's been so coachable. Elvin Nina, Bo Henning, and the rest of the pitching staff love what his ceiling could be. Here's Ben Hartle. Hartle got a day off yesterday, fastball outside 1-0, but Hartle earned that one after catching the Crawdads' first no-hitter at home in over a decade. combined with his college teammate Jabril Easley to do so. 1-0 fastball catches the corner. These black jerseys for the Crawdads, enzoned with white script across the front, an apostrophe, and then Dads, the shortening for the Crawdads' primary name. 1-1. Slider hammered out to center field, just got underneath it. Isaiah Drake with plenty of room to spare, a two-handed catch in front of the track. Both Scarborough and Hackman trade 1-2-3 innings, a pair of punch-outs for Owen Hackman. On to the second. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Caden Scarborough back to work, gave up a leadoff single to Colby Jones opening up the day, but then got a popped-up bunt from Owen Carey. That turned into a double play, and he worked his way out of the inning with no further base runners. Isaiah Drake leading off the top of the second. Got a day off yesterday. He'll hit cleanup for the first time this year. As both John Heel and Eric Hartman get days off, it's changed up the top of the order, not to mention Luis Guanipa going on the injured list. Drake 4 for 10 in his first three games. Hitless during the no-hitter on Tuesday. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. 94 with good movement, but that's already the slowest fastball we've seen from Scarborough. And we continue to keep an eye on the scoreboard's radar gun out in right center field. 0-1 to Drake. Goes after the fastball on the outer edge and comes up empty. Isaiah has cut down on his swing and miss early in the 2025 season, but he's still just 19 years of age, and it is prevalent, especially against top arms like Scarborough. 0-2 from the long-levered righty. Too far outside with the fastball. Scarborough, originally out of Kissimmee, Florida, was a sixth-round pick from Harmony High School. Pulled away from a Dallas Baptist commitment to turn pro by the Rangers. Ball and two strikes on Drake. Scarborough kicks and delivers. Backdoor slider, strike three. A brilliant pitch. You can't locate a sweeper any better than Scarborough just did. And Drake had no choice but to march himself back into the dugout. A beautiful pitch for the first strikeout of the night by Caden Scarborough. Here's Carlos Monteverde, back-to-back lefties against Scarborough. After this, it'll be five consecutive righties against the right-hander. Monteverde takes ball one outside. Carlos, a big season last year between the DSL and the FCL. After hitting under 220 in his first year of pro ball, hit over 340 between the two levels. Ahead 1-0. Outside once again. Fastball 94-95 right now. Carlos played just a handful of games, just 10 in total in the FCL last year. And now, rather than repeating in the complex, he's pushed quickly up to Augusta. 2-0. Taking on the outside corner for a called strike. Monteverde had dropped the hands almost as soon as the ball was delivered, as if he was taking all the way. Carlos has been very patient to start the year for sure. 5 walks in 3 games. 2-1 on the southpaw, lefty against a righty pitcher. And a fastball at the top of the zone is a called strike. Once again, Monteverde not looking overly comfortable in the left-handed box against Scarborough. And he's not designed to be a comfortable at bat. Two balls and two strikes. Scarborough, red glove at the belt, kicks and deals. Check swing on a pitch up high, the appeal to first. And Elena Giorgio rings up Monteverde. That's a tough call for Elena Giorgio to make with a lefty in the batter's box. There's not much she could see from that angle. And the dugout, who had a lot to say with Elena Giorgio 2 days ago, already displeased with the field umpire. Back-to-back strikeouts for Scarborough to start the second. In steps the righty Douglas Glaude, who's in left today. Right on right for the first time this inning. And Scarborough muscles in a fastball at the knees. It's an effortless delivery and very easy velocity for Scarborough, who's listed 6'5", 200. Takes a deep breath. High leg kick in home. In around the body, Glaude has to lean out of the way. It's Douglas' third start in six games, fourth game played in. Remember, he came in for Luis Guanipa on Sunday after Guanipa was lifted due to injury. Got hit on a pitch very similar to the one Glaude just dodged. Ball and a strike. Fouled off the mask of the umpire. That got J.C. Reed square in the chase in the face mask. And Reed will shake it off. Ben Hartle will walk the baseball out to Scarborough. As Reed gets his wits back about him. That'll wake you up on a lazy Thursday evening. Clouds rolling across the sky in various shades of white and blue. There were showers off and on for most of the afternoon. The tarp was on for a majority of the afternoon. And there's something still in the forecast, but as of now, we play baseball and soldier forth. 1-2, Caden Scarborough looking to strike out the side. The pitch coming to Douglas Glaude. Slider, called strike three. He will do just that. Three Ks in the inning for Caden Scarborough. The Green Jackets go down in quick succession with some help from Elena Giorgio. It's back to Hackman when we return.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Owen Hackman faced three batters in inning number one, struck out two, and got a pop-up to center for an easy first frame. Pablo Guerrero will lead off the bottom of inning number two, the heavy-hitting first baseman, whose family has a lot to celebrate this week. In addition to all the phenomenal accolades his father, Vladimir Guerrero Sr., accomplished in his lengthy big league career with teams like the Expos, Angels, and Orioles, but his older brother, Vlad Jr., just picked up a $500 million extension with the Blue Jays. Guerrero takes a slider outside 1-0. Vlad Jr. picking up 14 for $500 million from Toronto a few days back. That was made official yesterday. J.C. Reed is currently barking with somebody in the dugout. Forced Hackman to step off. Not sure what the issue was. But there were multiple voices in the white and green. 1-0 to Guerrero. Popped up behind first base. Monteverde, the former outfield, drifts into foul territory for out number one. Routine play for Hackman. Guerrero got underneath it. Pablo's still just 18 years of old. He's not on the top 30 prospect list yet for MLB Pipeline. There's a little bit of swing and miss, but less than his brother had in his first couple professional seasons. It's a name to keep an eye on in a Rangers system that is relatively top-heavy right now. Only two of the top 30 prospects are here in low A Hickory. Jesus Lopez steps in and takes a called strike. Hackman's been around 91, 92 with the fastball. You won't often see him go higher than that. Reach back occasionally for a 94. Nothing in one on Lopez. Good backdoor slider. Lopez fouls it off of Montgomery's leg guard, 0-2. Hackman also has a curveball and changeup to complement the fastball and slider. But like so many Braves farmhands, he's nearly scrapped the curveball entirely at this level to work on improving the other two secondaries. No balls and two strikes on Lopez. Back to the slider. This time Jesus lays off. Lopez got his first hit of the season last night. Also picked up his first RBI. He's now 1-for-11 on the year in three games. 1-2. Speared out to left field. Ball has been carrying that direction so far this week, but no chance there. It's ran down routinely by Douglas Glott. The three flagpoles behind the left field fence at an absolute standstill. No breeze to speak of tonight, and a bit more blue than we had at the first pitch. First pitch of tonight's ball game checked in officially at 7:02, so once again, just 2 minutes behind schedule. Antonis Macias takes a called strike one. Macias 1-for-5 with three walks today, or this week at least. Infield shifted heavily to the pole on the lefty. Slider fouled off the front foot. Hackman's got the breaking ball working against lefties, and that's something you like to see for him, as there will be lefties aplenty. Five lefties and four righties in the lineup. That's counting Macias as a true lefty. We've talked about it already this week, listed as a switch hitter. But even against lefties Jacob Kroger and Jacob Gomez, he opted to continue to swing from the left side. 0-2. On Antonis Macias with two outs in a scoreless bottom of the second. Hackman a deep breath, black glove just below the belt. A long stare in, and now comes home. Skied out of play on the left-hand corridor. Quiet evening here on Thirsty Thursday and golf night at LP Franz Stadium. Some golf trivia in between innings as the Masters kicked off back home. Day one of the men's tournament began today. Still 0-2. Hackman looking to retire the side in order. Leaves the fastball upstairs. That was right at the helmet level on Macias. Chandler Pollard's on deck. He's a right-hander if we get that far. Macias trying to extend this AB further. Changeup just off the outside corner. Close miss. Macias was having enough of it. First changeup of the inning for Owen Hackman. It sits 85-87. Looks very much like the fastball out of the hand. 2-2 home. Below the knees. Off speed. Maybe a couple centimeters down, if that. Macias has worked the count full. Pollard waiting in the wings. Payoff pitch from Hackman. Called strike three. Below the knees, closer to the bottom of the dirt than the previous pitch was, but a good frame from Montgomery. He's the beneficiary, and both sides have faced the minimum through two.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Luis Sanchez leads off the top of the third. No runs and a hit for Augusta. No runs, no hits so far for the Crawdads and their dad's alternate today. Important to note as Sanchez steps in that manager and third base coach Winston Sawyer was still bending the ear of home plate umpire J.C. Reed all the way up until Caden Scarborough finished his warm-up pitches. First pitch to Sanchez is taken for a called strike at the knees. Could have been a number of different topics from Winston. J.C. Reed tried to give the bench a warning in the bottom of the second for disagreeing with an early ball call. No balls and a strike on Sanchez, who was the only base runner to reach on Tuesday. Nearly got hit there, right around the jersey with 96. Scarborough's holding that velocity into the third. That's a good sign for the Rangers and the Crawdads alike. But going back to Winston one more time, he was vividly gesturing out towards field umpire Elena Giorgio. Still miffed about the Monteverde check swing. Sanchez fouls the fastball away. He was a bit late. It was a close call to be sure. We are straight behind home plate here, so we don't have a great vantage point ourselves. But with a broad-shouldered lefty in the left-handed box, Elena Giorgio can see less than most on that call, just based on positioning and a two-person crew. 1-2, high and tight with the heater. Sanchez evens the count. It's game three of a six-game series. There's been some frustrating building up against both the offense and the coaching staff and the umpires, at least on the Green Jacket side. 2-2. Slider softly hit towards the second baseman. Macias gobbles it up and retires Sanchez with plenty of time to spare. Outs recorded on the last six batters after Colby Jones' leadoff single, and Colby himself was doubled up off the bat of Owen Carey. Caden Scarborough following in a long line of Crawdad pitchers this week to look rather dominant against the Green Jacket offense. Mason Guerra gets his second start of the series. He's at third for the first time this year. Right on right against Scarborough. First pitch of the at-bat is bounced softly towards third. Scarborough tries to bare hand, throws off his body, and the ball was dropped by Guerrero. Nearly a highlight reel play for starter Caden Scarborough. That looked moderately catchable by Pablo Guerrero, but he was trying to track where the ball was coming from and had some awkward spin to it. And regardless, Guerrero works his way aboard, waiting on the official designation of how that's going to get scored. But when it comes through, we'll know for sure whether or not Guerrero's got his first hit of the season. Jake Steeles comes in to bat. Steeles in his second game of the season. Takes a ball below the knees. It has been called an E3, a missed catch error, against Pablo Guerrero, his first error of the series. First by any Hickory defender, in fact. Short lead for Guerra. Scarborough, a slightly shorter leg kick this time, and misses inside with 93. There's no change in the movement when it comes to Scarborough with and without batters on base. He's constantly out of the stretch. Just a bit quicker downhill with a man at first. 2-0 on the young right fielder, Jake Steeles. He takes ball three. A little bit low and a little bit further out. Steeles walked twice yesterday and went 0-for-2 in his first game in Augusta of 2025. He also hit 231 in a dozen games at the end of last year. Three balls and no strikes on steals. Two looks at first, Scarborough delivers, and it's a called strike for Steels, who was fine to just let that one ride. Colby Jones is on deck, has the only hit of the night for either team. Green Jackets trying to string together some base runners, maybe grab their first lead of the week. Still ahead 3-1, Steels against Scarborough. High kick. Outside corner, called strike two. Steels had taken two steps towards first, and he returns back to the batter's box, but not before using his timeout. 50-50 ball right on the outer edges. Good frame from Ben Hartle, who's a solid defensive catcher. Gets the lion's share of reps back there as well. Payoff pitch coming from Caden Scarborough, the 3-2. Strike three. Steals was late on the fastball. Two down in the third, and four punch-outs for Caden Scarborough in his first nine hitters. Back to the top of the order and Colby Jones. Guerrera continues to have a short lead. He's not looking to go anywhere. Outfield deep in the corner, shallow in center. First pitch to Jones. He takes a fastball at the knees. After a couple 93s in the first two pitches to Jake Steels, Scarborough right back where he was velocity-wise, 95-96. 34 pitches in, 22 strikes through 2 2/3. Rather efficient for Caden Scarborough. Good slider. Popped up into the right field corner. In foul territory, Guerrero going after it, and he can't get there. Ball ended up in essentially a Bermuda Triangle down the right field line in foul territory. And as we said, Torres was playing a little bit deep in right. So it was a long run. He had no chance. Guerrero took a solid route, had a good break, but it continued to slice out of his reach. No balls and two strikes on Colby Jones. Scarborough looking to go three scoreless against the Green Jackets. Two-strike pitch in around the hands. Jones checked his swing. Ben Hartle wanted to get an appeal out to second, and J.C. Reed said no. Elena Giorgio standing out just in front of the second baseman Macias to the right-hand side of the bag. 1-2 on Jones. Guerra extends the lead. Fastball high. Scarborough has not been able to entice many chases at the top of the zone or above when it comes to the fastball. The slider's been his best put-away pitch, or the fastball in, especially to lefties. Jones is even the count, two balls, two strikes, and two outs on the Green Jackets' number two. Slider called strike three, front door breaking ball. Back-to-back K's to end the third. Scarborough's got 5 3 innings. And the pitcher's duel continues on the backside.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
7-8-9 in the Crawdads order, getting their first glance at Owen Hackman. Scoreless in the bottom of the third between Augusta and Hickory, as the Green Jackets and Crawdads go toe-to-toe for the third time out of six this series. It's game three out of 18 overall this year between the two teams, and game three out of 12 here at LP Franz Stadium. Chandler Pollard leading off inning number three, and he takes a called strike with a fastball on the outside corner. Pollard, a day off yesterday, went 1-for-4 with a stolen base on Tuesday. Red long sleeves under the all-black jersey. 0-1 to Pollard. Bounced softly towards his own dugout on the third base side. Pollard out of the Georgia prep ranks. Kennesaw kid was drafted in the fifth round way back in 2022, so he's got a high level of experience, especially for a low-A infielder. Always had good speed. Consistency on the bat-to-ball skills has been what he's worked on, but he's hitting over 300 to start the year. 0-2 from Hackman. Spikes the breaking ball. A 56-foot slider. Montgomery gets a good rep in. Block wasn't all that high of a priority with nobody on base, but you like to see your young catcher doing the little things even when they're not necessarily in play. 1-2. Fouled back once again by Pollard. He continues to battle. Hackman's now at 29 pitches through two-plus innings. The next thing he throws will be his 30th. 20 of those 29 have been in the zone. Not afraid to attack tonight. 1-2. Bounces in again. Cannot convince Pollard to chase a slider that never quite threatened. All three outfielders playing very shallow against Chandler Pollard. And Douglas Glaude in left is more in left center. If Pollard sneaks something past Guerra at third, it's probably three bases. 2-2 slider tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Fourth strikeout for Owen Hackman in his first seven batters. And the slider has been the primary weapon to do so. Instead of starting and ending off the plate, that one started in the zone, went strike to ball, and Pollard went chasing. And returns to the dugout in peace. Marcos Torres up to bat. The right fielder hitting from the left side. Hands low and away from the body. First pitch to Torres. Popped up behind third. Guerra took an awkward route out there, so Colby Jones, the shortstop, makes the call. Jones taking charge in his first game of the season as a shortstop. That's primarily where he played at Northwest Florida State College, and he likely would have competed for a starting middle infield job at Alabama, where he was committed to before he was drafted by the Braves. With John Heal on roster, Colby's opportunities at short have been limited, but he's shown himself to be a plus defender anywhere on the dirt. Luis Marquez, the final man to face Hackman, and he takes a called strike at 92. Great day for Marquez yesterday. Four plate appearances, never retired. A single, two walks, and a hit by pitch. The only time he was involved in an out is when he was caught stealing. Hackman, the 0-1, a late called strike from J.C. Reed. Hesitated just a tad, but it found the corner on a very quiet Thursday evening in Hickory. Lights have kicked on as we enter the dusk time hours, rapidly approaching 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Hackman, the 0-2, triples up with a fastball, but it's too far outside. Infield heavy on the pull side shift, outfield the opposite way. Lots of space for Marquez, and he takes a slider for ball one. Ball two, beg your pardon. Jackets will have 2-3-4 due up in the top of the fourth. Carey, Montgomery, and Drake. Second at bat for all of them against Scarborough. Although there is movement in the Hickory pen. 2-2. Slider too far down. Marquez thought about it. The hands flinched slightly, but never threatened the zone, and the count goes full. Hackman trying to avoid letting Marquez off the hook. He's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Target at the knees, the pitch. Ball four in the dirt. Marquez comes all the way back. And over the last couple days, two out walks have been nightmarish for Green Jacket pitching. The Crawdads have been almost impeccable at making the Green Jacket pitchers pay for two out walks. Saw that a bunch yesterday, as the Crawdads put put up 6 runs on 9 hits for the second consecutive game. Back to Jeremy Cabrera, who began the day with a strikeout. Marquez, a big lead, but not going. First pitch fastball misses inside, supposedly. Monteverde holding the runner on at first. First base coach in his ear. Hackman picks over prior to coming set. That's one of his preferred pickoff moves. Saw that a lot in his opening day start. Looks like development coach Jorge Cortez is coaching first tonight, with manager Carlos Maldonado at third. 0-1 below the knees. Scoreboard says 1-1. Now it resets to 2-0. So the catch was made. Hackman went 2 2/3 on opening night. That's where he's at right now. Quick pickoff move, a very big lead. In fact, he got the ball over there while Marquez was still extending that lead, but it short hopped into the mitt of Monteverde. He did not get to put the tag on. And now with 2 disengagements, Hackman would have to be successful on a pick in order to avoid a balk call. 2-0. Hackman a long hold. High leg kick at home. Check swing. Did not go around. Once again, J.C. Reed does not want to appeal. That was a relatively easy call. After the full count walk, he's now missed Hackman on 7 consecutive pitches. 3-0, middle. Cabrera was taking all the way. Green Jackets have found some difficulty in getting the third out of their respective innings, especially, it seems, in inning number 3. Second time through the order for the Hickory offense. 3-1 to Cabrera. Runner goes. Fastball fouled back. Not a great jump from Luis Marquez. He's 1 of 2 stealing. Got thrown out by Montgomery yesterday. He has made his lead slightly larger. Can get away with that now that Hackman is disengaged twice. Full count and 2 outs. That no longer matters. Runner goes. Pitch fouled away and out of the stadium once more. Up and over the concourse, the grandstand, and the awning alike. At this ballpark that's been open for over 3 decades here in the heart of Hickory. Crawdads baseball since the beginning. Still 3-2. 7th pitch to the at-bat. High fly ball into shallow left field. Glad coming in, fighting the twilight hours, and makes the catch. Never really got underneath it, had to reach off to his left to make the play. But the catch is made nevertheless. Hackman works around the 2-out walk, still scoreless through 3. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Still no score through 3 innings, and Augusta's got the only hit. That happened on the second pitch of the ballgame. Colby Jones singled. Nothing else, reaching first base, save for walks and errors since then. Owen Carey leading off tonight's designated hitter. In the beginning of the 4th against Caden Scarborough, who's looked very good in his second start of the season. Scarborough has struck out five, all in the last two innings. Carey takes a curveball for a called strike one. 18-year-old left-hander Owen Carey out of Manchester, New Hampshire, went to Londonderry High School up there. Nothing and one to Carey. Fisted foul in on the hands. Back-to-back 93s on the radar gun for Scarborough. Still early, both in the night and in the season, so it's understandable he might not be at full go velocity-wise. 41 pitches to get this far into the ballgame. Nothing and two on Carey. High leg kick, and the delivery is fouled back once again. These two teams have been costing the Crawdads some baseballs this week. Whole lot of foul balls at bat after at bat, especially on the home team side. Carey chokes up just a little bit, very deep in the lefty box. Scarborough gets the sign he likes. Slider, strike three. That was a brilliant breaking ball. Scarborough's slider, his best offering. A tight sweeper that just buried its way under the nose of the bat. Owen Carey down on strikes. Nick Montgomery steps in, popped up in foul territory his last time up. Outfield plays him very deep. Scarborough coming home. Slider cracked into left field for a base hit. Breaking ball stayed up, and Montgomery hammers it out towards Martin in left. First hit of the day for Montgomery. First hit of the week, in fact. And a good swing. That's exactly what you're looking to see. Game by game, at bat, week by week, these players are going to improve. It's not always going to be linear. As exciting as the opening weekend was, that's not what every game is going to feel like. But the goal is to be better. Overall, 132 games. Isaiah Drake steps in from the left side. First pitch from Scarborough, outside to the lefty. Isaiah struck out looking on a phenomenal breaking pitch, backdoor slider to begin the second. Montgomery has not attempted a steal. The last two men to reach, Guerra and Montgomery, not stolen base threats per se. Isaiah Drake thought about a bunt with the third baseman deep, but pulls it back when the fastball is off the corner. Seems like every time the Jackets have squared around, save for when Owen Carey popped up the bunt in the first, they've had to pull the bat back. Showing bunt has led to a ball more often than not. 2-0 on Drake, not squaring here. Takes ball three anyways. We'll see right here if Winston Sawyer is giving Isaiah Drake the green light or not. Winston Sawyer coaching at third. Infield coach Brad Stoll at first. Winston usually coaches third every day but Sunday. Three balls, no strikes on Drake. Taken at the knees for strike one. Not exactly a pure concession pitch there. Still had good movement and was not center cut. Montgomery at first, one down, top of the fourth. Jackets have both hits in the ballgame. Drake ahead 3-1 on Caden Scarborough. The pitch. Ball four below the knees. Isaiah hesitated an extra measure, just making sure the call wasn't coming from J.C. Reed. It did not, and Isaiah's on for the first time this series. Drake did not play yesterday. And now two men aboard with one out for Carlos Monteverde. Monteverde a good at bat last time, but ended up losing the war on a strikeout swinging. Montgomery held on at second base by the shortstop Chandler Pollard. And time is called. Looks like it was requested by the catcher. Ben Hartle wanted the timeout. As Scarborough was getting close to the end of the pitch timer, they had not gotten set on what pitch they wanted him to throw. First delivery to Monteverde. Flown foul. Out of the ballpark entirely. Up and over the clubhouse on the left-hand side. Crawdad's bullpen is hidden down the left field line. There's players stretching, but from our limited viewpoint, does not seem like anybody is throwing yet. Scarborough has been efficient. No balls and a strike. Low and inside with a fastball. That was the 50th pitch of the night for Caden Scarborough in 3 1/3. Don't know how far he's stretched out. Montgomery extends his lead off at second. Nobody holding Drake at first. 1-1 to Monteverde. Too far below the knees. Scarborough has now given up two hits and a walk. He's also struck out six. And time is called. Ben Hartle, the catcher, goes out for a meeting at the mound, looking to recalibrate his pitcher, Scarborough. Scarborough, a man who flew under the radar a little bit at Harmony High School. Sixth round pick with the athleticism and the velocity that he possessed. But he was a basketball star down there as well, and so he hadn't put the full force barrage into the recruiting process and the showcases that some other prospects have done, especially those in the evergreen baseball state of Florida. So that's one of those gems, the diamonds in the rough, that you're very proud of your area and regional scouts for picking up on if you're the Rangers. Two balls and a strike on Monteverde. Inside 3-1. There was a lat issue last year for Scarborough that shortened his 2024. Didn't get going until about midway through the summer. But still collected good numbers across two levels, even though it was just two starts at single leg. Three balls and one on Monteverde, the pitch. Ball four below the knees. Scarborough demonstratively disappointed in the lack of a strike call. Now it's Carlos Maldonado's turn to argue from the dugout. Back-to-back walks and the bases are loaded with one out in the fourth. Big at-bat for Douglas Glaude, but not before pitching coach Landon Hutchison heads out to the mound. And now it looks like somebody's just about to get on the hill in the bullpen. The Crawdads did make one roster move affecting bullpen availability about 5 minutes before game time yesterday. Put the 6'7 right-hander Nick Lockhart on the injured list. 7-day IL after he missed all of last year with an injury. And activated Jake Jekulik, last year's 10th round pick out of the Division II ranks. Went to Northwood University up in Michigan. He threw against the Jackets a couple of times last year in Down East. And that gives you one more well-rested arm for the Crawdads. Jekulik, a low slot righty. Bit of a funky windup and tough release point to be able to pinpoint. Glaude struck out looking his last time up, looking for his first single-A hit in year one with the Green Jackets. Would be a fine time to pick it up. Bags full, first pitch to Glaude, and he's late on 94. Big swing from Douglas Glaude. He was not thinking about one. Wanted all four. We have not seen a ball leave the yard yet in the two-plus games we've had here at Franz Stadium. Montgomery at third, Drake at second, Monteverde at first. The 0-1. Outside corner, a pretty paint job from Scarborough. Nothing in two on Glaude. So many ways to get that run home, even with two strikes. Need Glaude to at least put something in play here. Scarborough's 0-2. Tipped into the mitt. Scarborough had other plans for Douglas Glaude, who goes down on strikes for the second time. Bottom of the order has been struggling for the Green Jackets over the first six games of the year. The two wins have been the two most notable exceptions early on. And now it's a big chance for Luis Sanchez. Can Scarborough worm his way out of this jam he created? Via a single and two walks, three straight batters reach to load the bags with one out. Sanchez grounded out his last time up. First pitch to the Panamanian second baseman, misses outside. 57 pitches, 34 strikes for Caden Scarborough. Seven punch outs already. Seven of the last eight outs, in fact, have come via the K. 1-0 with the bases full here in the top of the fourth. Sanchez takes a called strike. Fastball ran back to the outer edge. Whatever Hutchison said, the pitching coach, when he went out, it clearly sparked something in Scarborough. And he's going to be fired up if he can leave the bags full. Looking to clamp down on Augusta's offense again. The Crawdad righty coming to the plate. Spikes the fastball, backhanded by Hartle, 2-1. Nick Montgomery singled with one out to begin the offensive output in this inning. Was a little bit out in front of a breaking ball, but muscled it into shallow left field. Then Isaiah Drake and Carlos Monteverde both walked to load him up. And a 2-1 count. Here comes the pitch to Sanchez. Called strike on the outer edge. Small early April crowd here at Hickory, but the ones that are here getting engaged, egging on Scarborough to see if he can punch out Sanchez and keep the zeros rolling. Two balls and two strikes. The delivery whacked foul off the facing of the stands beyond the dugout. Sanchez a little bit late on the fastball outside. Went with the pitch the way he needed to, but rockets it foul instead. Sanchez will see a sixth pitch in this at-bat. With the bags full, Scarborough a deep breath, coming home. Slider on the ground to the left side, base hit. One run will score. Drake coming around from third. There is no play, and Augusta leads for the first time this series. Luis Sanchez able to shorten up, and the ever-productive Sanchez gives the Jackets a two-run lead. RBIs 4 and 5 in game number 4 for Luis Sanchez. And that will bring Carlos Maldonado out of the dugout to finish the night of Scarborough. Was one pitch away from getting out of the inning. But Sanchez comes up with a big-time swing, guiding that slider through the 5-hole. And the Green Jackets lead 2-0. We'll tell you who the reliever is and everything you need to know when we get back to the Fran Stadium here in Hickory.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Called on for a big spot, it's William Privett in his second outing over the course of 3 days, second in the last 2 years as well. After the Columbia, South Carolina native missed all of last year recovering from arm surgery, Privett now making his way back. He made his season debut on Tuesday and struck out all three men he faced as part of Hickory's combined no-hitter. Line is not yet closed on Scarborough. He goes 3 2/3 and strikes out 7 of the 10 batters he retired. Has given up 2 runs and is responsible for both the men on base, Monteverde and Sanchez. The batter will be Mason Guerra. He reached on an error last time up. Facing off against William Privett. Did not see each other on Tuesday. Guerra was in the on-deck circle when Privett finished his one inning of offer. First pitch from Privett. Gets a called strike on the outside corner. Came in at 87 with a little bit of cut. Fastball slider is what we saw from Privett last time. Neither base runner being held tight. Both have sizable leads. 0-1 to Guerra. Breaking ball floats in. Looked like a true curve from Privett. and Mason Wisely lays off. Guerra looking to pick up what would be his first hit of the season, first RBI potentially in the cards as well. But he's late and fires it back. We apologize for any technical issues we're having. Audio continues to cut in and out just a little bit, but I think we've got it nearly sorted out. One and two strikes. Privet coming in and looking to strand a pair on the only man he faces. The pitch. Strike three. Guerra cuts through the fastball. All three outs in the inning come via the K, but Luis Sanchez does a little bit of damage. The Green Jackets get a two-run knock with two outs and hold a 2-0 lead in the bottom half of the fourth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
To has their first lead of the week.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Owen Hackman tossing with a lead for the first time tonight. Hackman phenomenal through three hitless innings. And now he'll see the meat of the crawdad order for the second time in this evening's state of affairs. Jackets two runs on three hits with no errors. Crawdads no runs, no hits, and one error. Maxton Martin steps in for his second at bat. Struck out swinging his last time up. His first pitch swinging here pops the breaking ball back out of play. Montgomery never saw it, had no idea where it was, and luckily for him, it ended up about nine rows deep. Getting into the difficult time to see balls in the sky, into the twilight hours, and it's relatively low lights here at LP Franz Stadium, especially compared to some of the other newer single-A ballparks. No balls and a strike on Martin. Hackman from the stretch. Ground ball to the right side. Pass to diving Sanchez. And Martin continues his torrid start to the season, getting the Crawdads on the hit column in the process. Leadoff man reaches. First hit of the day for Hickory. And that brings up Ben Hartle, who flew out to center his last time up. The reason we mention the lights is because not only is this the type of sky where the ball doesn't stand out enough against either a light blue or a pure black night sky. As Hartle steps in, first pitch to him is fouled back. When you have lower lights, like you do here at LP Franz Stadium, if the pop-up is high enough that it gets above the lights, that completely changes the way you're perceiving the baseball. You essentially see two different objects, one that's lit by the lights below and one that's escaping the lights' reach above. Makes it harder to find up in the night sky. Hackman picks over unsuccessfully on Maxton Martin. Martin has not tried to steal a bag yet this season. He's been firmly in the top half of the order in just about every game. No balls and a strike on the former Jayhawk Ben Hartle. Hackman with a slider bounced towards third. Guerra goes to second for one. Sanchez over to first. Not in time. Hartle hustling his way to the bag. That was always going to be a tough twin bill, but a good heads-up play by Guerra to realize he had enough time to get the lead runner. And now it's a slightly slower man at first base. Hartle on with one out via the fielder's choice. Pablo Guerrero 0-for-1 with a pop-up in from the right side. A homer and three RBIs in his first six games. He's played every game so far for the Crawdads. Hartle a big lead. First pitch fastball. Outside corner. Outfield shifted slightly to the opposite way, especially in left, where once again Claude is playing more in left center. The infield, the opposite direction. Pull heavy on the ground for Guerrero. Hackman picks over, continuing to keep a close eye on his base runners. That's the first of two disengagements allotted in the Guerrero at bat. Hackman's been working. At 50 pitches on the dot, 66% strikes. 0-1 bounced wide of Maldonado at third. Night only getting chillier here in early April. Started at 57. It's already down to 53. Feels like 49. But it could always be worse. Not horrible baseball weather for April. Although the Carolina League is a bit known for more sunshine than this. 0-2. In the dirt, backhanded by Montgomery. The Portland Sea Dogs and New Hampshire Fisher Cats of the AA Eastern League have been playing nearly the entire series this week in snow. So we're simply grateful that that stayed out of our way. Wouldn't mind one snow game, though. Just to see it. Long hold for Hackman. The 1-2 bounces in the breaking ball once again. Hackman's slider has been very strong today early in counts. He has not been overly adept at inducing the chase with it. Hackman has still mustered four strikeouts in 3 1/3. Matches his total from Friday. Slider in the dirt and right on cue. That's the reverse announcer's jinx, ladies and gentlemen. He gets Guerrero to chase on a slider below the zone. The power of suggestion. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth now. Augusta clinging to that 2-0 lead from the top half. Bases loaded, single from Luis Sanchez scored two. With two outs and two strikes, the final batter faced by the starter Caden Scarborough. Here's the DH Jesus Lopez, who caught yesterday. Hackman picks over. Monteverde dropped the ball on the tag, but it never got further than the other side of the foul line. Final line for Scarborough, 3 2/3, three hits, two runs, both of them earned, two walks and seven Ks. First pitch to Lopez. Center cut fastball, called a strike. Hackman's heater is still moving, 90-92. No telling who will be behind him. Anthony Garcia, you figure he'll throw either today or tomorrow. He hasn't thrown since opening night. Nothing in one, Hackman two looks at first. Coming to the dish, he misses high and outside with the off-speed. Lopez flew out to left field his previous at-bat after going 1-for-4 yesterday, picking up his first hit of the season. One of three catchers on the roster for the Crawdads to start the year. Ball and a strike, target away. Beautiful changeup, Lopez out in front. Two of those three catchers are in the lineup today with Lopez and Ben Hartle. The other one, Baker Barroso, we have not yet seen this series. He's played one game and six total for the Crawdads. Ball and two strikes. Hackman looking to get out of the fourth. The pitch. Called strike three. Freezes Lopez on the changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hackman. He's got six in four strong innings here in his second start of the season.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
that big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
William Privett recorded the final out of inning number four, striking out Mason Guerra to abate the threat at just two runs allowed. And that's all the scoring we've seen so far, Augustine leading 2-0. Privett's now faced four batters this season and struck out all four. Looking to break that trend to lead off the top of the fifth is Jake Steeles, as the Green Jackets get their third game out of six against the Hickory Crawdads here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in late July for six more. First pitch to Steeles, and he missed getting hit by a microfiber. Somehow that avoided the new green jersey of Jake Steeles. Second game for Steeles. He struck out last time up and nearly got hit again. Privett's fastball was sitting in the mid-90s in his first appearance on Tuesday. It has been notably slower today. He's also been trying to mix in a cutter. 2-0 to Steeles. High ball three at 89 on the fastball. Second game in 3 days. Privett still building back up from missing all last year with the injury. And the velo apparent. 3-0 to Steeles. Ball four. Four misses, all fastballs, all to the arm side from Privett. And Jake Steeles, who does live up to his name and have good speed on the bases, is on to begin the fifth. Just something to monitor. The Green Jackets have not attempted a steal yet in the first two games through the series. Back to the top of the order for Colby Jones. A single and a backwards K so far for him. One for two day, got his first hit of the week on the first pitch of the day. Takes a breaking ball below the zone. Five consecutive misses from Privett to start off the inning, and that will bring Ben Hartle out to the mound for a chat. Privett went a full inning on Tuesday, so this is lengthwise far from a rare experience for him. But you talk to just about any reliever, when you go back into the dugout, you sit, your team hits, no matter how long or short it is, it does throw off the rhythm a little bit compared to coming straight out of the bullpen. And that first full inning can be a bit bearish if you don't find that command in your eight warm-up pitches. Privett picks over to check on Jake Steeles right before he came set, following the Owen Hackman methodology of trying to catch the runner extending their lead and maybe a bit lackadaisical. 1-0 on Colby Jones. Green Jacket shortstop tonight. Takes a mighty cut on the fastball. Came up empty, 1-1. Jones was aiming for the 332 sign in the left field corner. With no strikes, seems like everybody on the Augusta offense has been working to get their ace swing off. 1-1 from Privett. Too high. Slide step from the righty as he tries to control the run game the best he can. Very, very quiet evening. The few fans in attendance enjoying a relaxing Thursday at the ballpark and huddling together for warmth. Jones pops up the fastball on the right-hand side. Guerrero into foul territory. Up against the wall, ran out of room. Just carried beyond his reach. And with the netting on the first base side extending significantly longer past the dugout compared to on the third base side, not a possible play for Pablo. 2-2 on Jones. One on, no out, top of the fifth. Jackets trying to add to a 2-0 lead here in game three of the series. The pitch, strike three. Colby got tied up on the fastball, running towards the hands. Second strikeout of the day for both Privett pitching and Jones hitting. Still no balls put in play against Privett tonight or all week. Five strikeouts and a free pass. Owen Carey bats for the third time. A double play on a failed bunt and a strikeout. Cues this one down the third base line, but foul. Both the third baseman Luis Marquez and the left fielder Maxton Martin were playing away from the line. If he could hug something into the corner, allow it to tightrope around the chalk stripe, could think about maybe scoring steals from first. Steeles extends his lead a little bit. Privet looks that way. 0-1 coming home. Carry over top of the curveball. Slow looping breaking ball at 77 from Privet. Tough to hang back on if you're 0 and carry. And now he's down behind the 8 ball, 0-2. 0-2. Fouled back. Carry just catches a piece of it. Privet, 22 steals or 22 saves in his final 2 years at the College of Charleston. Spent some time in the Cape Cod League before being drafted by the Rangers 2 summers ago. Still ahead 0-2. Fouled away once more. Hardest pitch of the inning at 91 for Privet. And the heater was just off the outside corner. Good on Carey for recognizing it as too close to take. A good man to extend it bats against. Want to see how many bullets Privet has in the chamber. Another 0-2. Curveball to the right side. Base hit. Steals. Hustling around second. He'll head to third and there is no play. Owen Carey has his first hit of the series. And the Green Jackets have men at the corners. Carey able to hang back on the curveball and just pound it into the grass between first and second. Guerrero had been holding the runner on at first. Macias was in double play depth. Neither of them all that close to the baseball. Men at the corners, one down for Nick Montgomery, who singled and scored in the fourth. Montgomery, like Carey just did, able to sit on a breaking ball. That one a slider from the starter Scarborough. Fastball inside from Privet, 1-0. Montgomery grabbed his first hit of the week. Augusta's offense just looking a bit more confident today than they did in the first two ball games. And those two runs from Sanchez, a bit of a weight off the team's collective back. Fastball inside 2-0, and Privet now almost exclusively sub-90-mile-an-hour in his fastball. Steals at third, carry at first, both run well. Outfield shallow in center and right, 2-0. Outside corner, a called strike on Montgomery. Haven't really seen the arms from any of these three outfielders much of yet. Cabrera's got a sneaky solid arm in center. We remember that from his down east days. That's about it. Two balls and a strike. Runner started and stopped from first, and it's fouled away. Carey thought about it, and now Carey's hunched over and holding at his back. Brad Stoll notices it, but will not stop play. First base coach says he seems to be all right. 2-2 on Montgomery. Privet from the stretch. Glove held high. Coming home. Laced into right field. Base hit. One run scores. Going first to third is Carey. Nick Montgomery with an RBI single, and the Green Jackets add to the lead. First multi-hit day of Nick Montgomery's career. And he's all smiles over at first, able to guide the line drive over Macias' head. Jackets had one hit in their first 18 innings. They've got 5-4 1/3, and they lead 3-0. And we were talking pregame with Crawdads broadcaster Brian Rushing and with the score team up here in the LP France press box. Isaiah Drake first pitch swinging over top of a curveball. Scarborough's the only pitcher on the roster that has a top 30 prospect designation by MLB Pipeline. And he's yet the only one that Augusta has scored on so far. Nothing in one to Drake with men at the corners. Back to the curveball, popped up behind third base, hooking towards the foul line. And it makes its way into the seats by a handful of rows. Just so much slice off the tee box for Isaiah Drake. Golf on the brain here and just about everywhere else in the nation this weekend. A tradition unlike no other back home. No balls and two strikes on Drake. Fastball is high. Isaiah wisely lays off. Carey at third, Montgomery at first. Jake Steele's having scored on Montgomery's RBI single. Was Monty's first RBI as a pro. 1-2. Hammered towards the dugout of Kannapolis. And a nice snag by one of the players. Hanging over the top of the railing. Caught it off the ricochet as it bounced off the netting above their dugout. Head on a swivel. Montgomery held on by Guerrero. Count still a ball and two strikes on Isaiah Drake. Infield pinched up the middle. Fastball too far inside. Handful of fans that appear to be greatly enjoying their Thirsty Thursday, making their displeasure felt with J.C. Reed from down the third baseline. First Thirsty Thursday of the year at the Franz. 2-2. Privett's sixth pitch. On the ground to the right side. That's through the hole, and that's another base hit. Montgomery pulls up at second. A barrage of singles continues. Three straight hits for Augusta, and Drake gets the RBI knock. It's 4-0. This is why you don't hit the panic button in game number 5 of the season. Because while there was plenty of excuses to find pessimism in the first two games, and certainly there's reason for critique when you get no hit for the first time in 29 years, this team was so well done in both of their wins over the weekend, you knew there was more potential, and you knew that there were going to be some swings that were coming out right. Carlos Monteverde bats, 2-on, 1-out, and 2 runs in. Monteverde takes a breaking ball, looping its way in for strike 1. Even without Heel and Hartman in the order, Augusta getting a strong presence. It started in the 4th with Luis Sanchez, the 7-hitter, one of 3 holdovers from last year's opening day roster back in Augusta. 0-1, too far inside. The other position player doubling up on opening rosters is Isaiah Drake. He just got the RBI hit. And then Raben Corona in the bullpen. It was Drake's first RBI of the season as well. 1-1 on the left-handed first baseman. Monteverde clobbers it, but foul down the left field line. Carlos is listed at 6'1", 177, 19 years of age, out of Valencia, Venezuela. He significantly outpaces both of those measurements. Put on a lot of muscle and size in his couple pro seasons. Bounce softly to second base. Chance for 2. Macias to second for 1. On to first. Double play. An easy 4-6-3 double play for the Crawdads, but not before the Green Jackets double the lead. RBI knocks from Nick Montgomery and Isaiah Drake. The kids are all right, and they're up 4-0.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Antonis Macias will lead off the bottom of the 5th. We're halfway home on a Thursday evening in Hickory. And the Green Jackets find themselves in front 4-0, 2 runs each in both the 4th and 5th inning. Owen Hackman back on the hill for his 5th inning of work. Second start of the year, and he's looked very strong. Macias' first pitch swinging on the fastball fouls it back. Hackman's first pitch of the frame comes in at 89, so the velocity a little bit down. But a very cold evening, and after going 2 2/3 last time out, Hackman's at 4+. Change up off the outside corner, 1-1 to the left-handed hitting second baseman Macias, who's played all 3 games and has been in a different spot in the lineup, seems like every time, up and down the back half of the order. Macias tried to drop the bunt down against the heavy shift, waved and missed at the changeup. A poor attempt makes it 1-2. And Guerra will stand where the shortstop usually stands. There's nobody in the area code of third base. 1-2. Foul down that way. Clangs off the facing of the second deck. And a great move by the fans. One fan protects the youngin. The other makes a catch and gives it to a different kid. Well done all the way around. Priorities. Hackman's 1-2. Slider misses inside. Could not entice Macias to chase. Reliever throwing in the bullpen for the Crawdads. Likely have seen the end of William Privett. Gave up two runs in an inning and a third of action. 2-2 delivery. Bounce towards first base. And foul. It's gloved by Monteverde. Green Jackets will be back here after the All-Star break. It'll be the first full series post-All-Star break for the Green Jackets. They'll be here July 22nd through 27, beg your pardon, as time is called by Macias. Those will be games 4 through 9 of a 9-game road trip, the second longest of the season. After 4 days off for the All-Star break, July 14 to 17, Augusta goes 3 in Myrtle and 6 here in Hickory. 2-2, and Macias is late on the fastball. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight batters have been retired via the K so far. Hackman cruising right along. He's at 7 punchouts. Owen Hackman continues to love throwing against the Rangers affiliates. Now over 2 seasons and 2 starts. Across 10 and a third innings pitched, he's struck out 15 and allowed 2 hits. Chandler Pollard looking to change the narrative, and he will, as he glides a fastball into right field for a one-out knock. Pollard on the board with the team's second hit. Hits in back-to-back innings against Hackman. And now the Green Jackets will have a couple different players stretching. Trent Buchanan is chief among them. But everybody still in sweatshirts, have not yet donned full jersey. Or at least taken off the overgarment. Marcos Torres is at bat, one on, one out. You know Pollard's looking to go. Not here. Fastball outside. Chandler Pollard is 3-for-4 swiping bags this year. Only caught once, and that was at Kannapolis. Grabbed the only base he tried on Tuesday. Hackman looks that way. Picks over. Close play. Safe. By the skin of his teeth, Pollard able to get back in safely. One ball, no strikes on Torres. Hackman always out of the stretch. Glove at the belt. A long wait, runner goes. The pitch is low, and it gets underneath the glove of Montgomery. Pollard takes second. He's trying to head for third. Montgomery's throw, not in time. Montgomery delayed in finding the baseball. Ball trickled under his mitt during the transfer, and Pollard never stopped running. He goes first to third. Montgomery made a great throw down to third base, but Pollard too quick and had accelerated too far to take advantage. Likely a stolen base and a passed ball, but we will see. 2-0 on Torres. Infield halfway in. This cruises down the left field line and foul. Two balls and a strike on Marcos Torres. 1-for-8 in the series with 3 strikeouts. Guerra halfway in at third. Monteverde playing deep at first. 2-1 tipped off of Montgomery to even the count. Torres out in front of the changeup. Jackets would love to get Hackman through at least 5. So far in the first 5 games of the season, Augusta's only had 1 starter go 5 innings. That was Logan Samuels on Saturday night. 50 pitches, 5 innings, but they cut him off at 50. He had given up just 1 hit. And it is confirmed a stolen base and a passed ball, so Pollard's got 4 steals and Montgomery's got 3 passed balls. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Torres. Slider fouled off of Montgomery again. Couldn't quite squeeze it on the ricochet. Outfield is shallow everywhere. not exactly respecting the power of Marcos Torres in the eight spot. Also want to be able to get up and potentially throw home on a sac fly attempt. Slider too far downstairs and the count goes full. Hackman's at 72 pitches. Nobody's throwing just yet, but you assume, especially if Torres gets on, that somebody's going to start soon. Hackman's second start of the year. The full count delivery. Slider cued down the left field line, hooking into foul territory. It drops. Foul ball. Glad was playing towards the gap, as he so often does. Guerra hustling out there, but it nestles right near the tarp down the third baseline, which the Crawdads front office staff has seen enough of already today and will likely have to see more of tomorrow. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming in the battle between Owen Hackman and Marcos Torres. The pitch bounced to the left side. Guerra snags it. Only play is at first, and it's an RBI groundout for Marcos Torres. The pass ball looms large. Pollard going first to third brings home the first run of the day for the Crawdads. Torres gets himself RBI number one on the year. And now it's a clean slate and a three-run lead for Owen Hackman. Two down, top of the fifth. Augusta maintaining a 4-1 lead. Out hitting the Crawdads 6-2. Luis Marquez walked his last time up, hitting from the right side. He takes ball one high at 92. Only free pass issued by Hackman today came to Marquez. 36-year-old, or no, wearing number 36, not a 36-year-old by any stretch. Marquez just 19 years of age out of Valencia, Venezuela, same hometown as Elio Campos and Carlos Monteverde. 1-1 now. Hackman still out of the stretch, looking for five strong. Hit well down the right field line. Going back is Steels. Up towards the warning track, he makes the catch. Marquez gives it a charge, but the Green Jackets get out of the inning with just one run allowed. Hickory's on the board. The Green Jackets still lead by three.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, a bit of a surprise here. Dalton Pence is going to be the arm that comes in to begin the top of the sixth for the Crawdads. We say surprising because Dalton Pence was originally listed as the Sunday starter. And so he was not a man we expected to see until then. But Pence gets the ball, replacing William Privett, who goes an inning and a third, three hits, a walk, and two runs with two strikeouts. And Pence will be the first left-hander that the Green Jackets face this series. Augusta has Glad, Sanchez, and Guerra due up. Five straight right-handers are ready to go in the order against Dalton Pence. 22-year-old out of North Carolina. UNC product was very good in his time in college. This will be his second appearance of the year. Threw two innings against Kannapolis. Gave up a solo homer and struck out four. Here's Douglas Glad with a 4-1 lead. First pitch from Pence. Misses low with the cutter. Pence, an 11th round pick out of Chapel Hill. Did not throw at all last year, so getting his first taste of pro ball. Not too far from home either. Too far downstairs, 2-0. Pence, originally out of Gastonia, North Carolina. Stayed in North Carolina for college, and now at least for the moment stays in the Carolinas for pro ball. 2-0. Inside ball three, Glad. Just able to watch so far. Bat hasn't left his shoulder. He's ahead 3-0. Douglas, two strikeouts today. One swinging, one looking. Pence looking to work his way back into the zone. And he does with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Center cut, but Glad did not have any sort of green light, it appeared. See what he's looking for here, the 3-1. Off the outside corner, it's a called strike by J.C. Reed. It's about as far as we've seen J.C. Reed extend off the outside edge to either team. Glad has to step himself back into the batter's box. The 3-2 is high, so one pitch later, Glad still works the leadoff walk. Fourth walk for a Green Jackets hitter today. Pence's second walk of the season. Green Jackets have put up two in each of the last two innings, and the man at bat now, Luis Sanchez, is the individual who got the Augusta on the board. A two-out, two-strike, two-run single with the bases loaded in the fourth not only gave Augusta its first lead, it also chased starter Caden Scarborough. First pitch to Sanchez is inside, cutting out of the left hand of Pence. 3 years in school, redshirted in 2022, then had two active years with the Tar Heels. So he had two more years of eligibility, but opted to turn pro instead. 1-0 on Sanchez. Will have to wait as Pence picks over, but Glad read it very easily. Pence has almost exclusively been a reliever, just 5 starts in 63 games for the Tar Heels. Had 10 saves, including 8 in 2024. Was a big, big piece of the Tar Heel bullpen. Here comes the off-speed. It misses outside. Looked like the changeup at 77. First change that he showed so far. Pence, certainly a fun one to watch when he's on. He can rack up the strikeouts at any level. But he walked the leadoff man, and now he's behind 2-0 on Sanchez. Out of the stretch, top of the zone, and Sanchez was waiting until he got a strike to even think about swinging. Full night sky now, nothing but the stadium lights in effect here at LP Franz Stadium. Tree-filled background out behind the center field fence. 2-1, middle, and Sanchez waiting for an invitation. Bat still has not left his shoulder, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glad, a slow walking lead off of first, held on by Pablo Guerrero. Pence looks that way, one more for good measure. Comes home, check swing on a fastball inside. That might have hit Sanchez if he didn't swing. Instead, it's a foul ball. Glad has not yet attempted a steal. So a bit interesting to see Pence try for the slide step, mixing up his timing to mess with the batter as much as the base runner, it appears. Mason Guerra's on deck. 6 pitch to Sanchez. Skied out of play, down the right field line. Guerra 0-for-2, reached on an error and picked up a strikeout. Augusta has somebody throwing. It looks like a right-hander in the pen. Knight could well be done for Owen Hackman. The one run allowed in the fifth, charged as unearned due to the pass ball. Another 2-2. Hammered again by Sanchez. This one foul as well. Battling brilliantly as the second batter to see Dalton Pence here in this game. And again, Pence was who we were told was going to start Sunday. May no longer be the case. 8th pitch of the at-bat. Broken bat chopper to first base. Guerrero's the only man who has a play, and he races to the bag in time. Changeup well off the outside corner. The bat splintered in two as Sanchez went out to meet it. And it acts almost as if a sacrifice bunt was in effect, moving Glad into scoring position with one out. Mason Guerra is due. 0-for-8 to start the season. did reach for the first time back in inning number two, got on the E3, a missed catch error from Pablo Guerrero. But it was only able to be an error by the full-hearted effort of starter Caden Scarborough, who came charging in on a swinging bunt and made a crossbody throw from nearly on the third baseline. As athletic of a pitcher as you'll see for the former high school basketball star. Guerrero awaits the first pitch, and this one goes soaring foul down the right field line. Up and over the BTS picnic deck down the right field line here at LP Franz Stadium. Named after the longtime bottler at the Pepsi Bottling Company that's lit just beyond center field's reach, 0-1. Fouled right back by Guerra. That's one he was on time for, and you can see a little bit of frustration. Mason, whether he's pressing or not seeing the ball right, he's had a couple really good swings that he's either whiffed on or sent the ball hurtling straight back into the net. You feel like he's due for something big here. 0-2 from Pence. Long fly ball into deep left field. Might have got just underneath it. Martin at the warning track will make the catch. Glad tagged. The throw comes hustling into third, and Glad has to stop where he began. That's a powerful, powerful shot from Mason Guerra. Just a little bit underneath. But Guerra had light tower power at Oregon State, and we're still waiting for him to tap into it at the pro level. Man at second, two down for Jake Steeles, who walked and scored in the fifth. Douglas Glad remains out at second base. Macias, the second baseman, going in and out to hold him aboard. Inside move from Pence just to look the runner back. That's the first of two disengagements. Hackman now 11 innings against Rangers affiliates without an earned run allowed. Gets through five, second starter to do so for Augusta. Fastball in, 1-0 on Jake Steeles. Right fielder has been called up to Augusta twice, once after the draft late last year and once this prior Tuesday, both of which have been to relieve Luis Guanipa when Guanipa hit the injured list. 1-0 from Pence, fouled back by Steeles. Steeles has had good numbers just about everywhere he went. After an up-and-down freshman year at the junior college ranks in his hometown of Santa Maria at Allen Hancock College, was all-region as a sophomore, went to Cal Poly, and was great there as well. One ball and one strike. Pence to the plate. Fisted down the right field line. Foul. Boy, a lot of foul balls today. Ball hawks and souvenir hunters alike getting their workouts in, chasing down the ball seemingly everywhere they could find one. Pence looking to work around the leadoff walk. Keep the deficit at three for the Dads. In the top of the sixth, 1-2. Hit well out to center field. Cabrera going back, drifting at the track, makes the catch. Couple hard hit flyouts off of Dalton Pence. But the Green Jackets leave a man in scoring position. They've now left five aboard in the last four innings. Augusta 4, Hickory 1. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Hackman back to work for the sixth.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
We head into the bottom of the sixth at LP Fran Stadium. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. Noah Adcock Howeth here with you. Always a pleasure, no matter the temperature or the location. That temp has dropped below 50 officially, and Owen Hackman is still out for the sixth inning. Facing Jeremy Cabrera to begin the frame, he'll float a changeup high 1-0. Jackets leading the Crawdads 4-1, looking for their first win of the series in game number 3. Cabrera's 0-2. 1-0 changeup on the outside corner, evens the count. Augusta had motion in the bullpen during the top of the inning. But nobody out right now, the 1-1. Changeup bounced down the first base line and foul. Against the lefty Jeremy Cabrera, it's been nothing but changeups for Hackman. And if Hack can record an out here, it would be the longest start of this very young season for the Augusta Green Jackets. Logan Samuels went 5 innings on 50 pitches. That was back on Saturday. 1-2. Chopped foul wide of first once again. Little fog rolling across the outfield now, going left to right. Still no breeze to speak of. Continue to monitor. Clear skies in front of us, but any potential storms would come from the rear. Back behind home plate, another 1-2. Changeup outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. You'll likely see Logan Samuels at some point this weekend, more likely than anything else as a piggyback arm behind one of the weekend starters. 2-2. Slider, bounce, foul again towards the first base coaching box. If we see Samuels, it's most likely to be Saturday, behind Raven Antonio in Antonio's first appearance. 7th pitch of the at-bat, and Cabrera fouls it away again. This is what Jeremy Cabrera has done all week and really his entire career. Just been a pest at the plate. He's 0-2 today, but he continues to see pitches. Number 8 on the docket to start off the 6th, Hackman from the belt. Slider towards the second baseman, Sanchez. He was playing in the hole and flips it to Monteverde for the first out. A lengthy battle won by the pitcher. Hackman's at 85 pitches now. Far and away the most pitches a Green Jacket arm has thrown yet this season, and now Winston Sawyer's headed out to the mound. The lengthy at-bat from Cabrera, enough to get Hartman out of the ballgame. But Owen Hackman, a career high in 5 1/3, he was phenomenal, and we step away with a new arm coming in on the horizon.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
A A phenomenal second start of the season for Owen Hackman. 5 1/3, 2 hits, an unearned run, a walk, and 7 Ks. And he flips the ball over to Trent Buchanan to protect the 3-run lead here in the 6th. Green Jackets leading 4-1, Buchanan making his 3rd appearance of the season. Starting off with the lefty Maxton Martin. And Buchanan misses low with the off-speed. Trent, fastball, slider, and changeup. Changeup has been one of his better pitches so far. Martin's 1-for-2, a strikeout and a single. Buchanan out of the stretch. Tipped into the mitt, 1-1. Buchanan originally out of Indiana. Calls Washington State home, but went to Old Dominion University to finish up his college career. Down in Norfolk, Virginia, 1-1. Changeup bounced towards the first base coaching box yet again. Development coach Jorge Cortez has been a busy man over there this inning. Buchanan got his first professional win in the 10-inning affair on Sunday, allowed an unearned run on 1 hit in an inning and a third. 1-2 to Maxton Martin. Fouled away again, this time on the fastball. Came in at 92 from Buchanan. Trent, a very solid couple of seasons at ODU, but went to the driveline pitching facility in Washington State over the offseason and really started to turn some heads. Another 1-2 coming to Maxton Martin. Fastball misses low and out. Buchanan was not picked up by an affiliated ball club after going to ODU for 2 years. Went to the driveline pro day, changed some things around with his mechanics, got the velo up, and shined. Hanging changeup, cracked into the right center field gap. That will split the outfielders and roll to the wall. Maxton heading towards second. He's thinking 3. There's no chance on the relay throw. It's a stand-up triple for Maxton Martin. And a rude greeting for Trent Buchanan. Maxton Martin, a tour de force this week. 8-for-13. He just continues to get his way on base. An early candidate for Carolina League Player of the Week. Here's Ben Hartle, right on right for Buchanan. Slider bounce to the shortstop, Jones. Colby's first chance of the day. High throw, and it goes over the head of Monteverde. Hit off the netting and bounced back into play. The run will score on an E6. Hartle does not get the RBI. He would have if it had been a simple ground out, but because he reaches 2 batters into the bullpen, the Crawdads have made it a 2-run game, and now the tying run at the plate in the form of Pablo Guerrero. Bullpen trying to hold on to the masterpiece that Hackman began. First pitch, fastball at the knees, strike 1. Guerrero has popped up and struck out swinging so far. In 2 ABs. A triple and then what looked to be an RBI ground out, but Colby's first play at short of the season. Sidearm the throw a little bit, dropped the arm slot, and sent it sailing over Monteverde's head. Skimmed off the tip of the large first baseman's mitt on his right hand. Couldn't secure it, even with the extra webbing. 1-1 on Guerrero. High leg kick at home. Outside corner, good frame by Montgomery, 1-2. Crawdads have now scored in back-to-back innings, 4-2 in the bottom of the 6th. And you know Hickory's not going to go away. Jackets would love to add some insurance down the stretch, but have to stop the run here. 1-2. Inside, nearly caught a piece of Pablo. Second baseman Luis Sanchez pinched up the middle, nearly right behind the bag. Whereas Colby Jones is a bit deeper into the 5-hole. And Mason Guerra straight up, but back towards the grass. 2-strike offering with the breaking ball outside. Count goes full. Full count, 1 out. Guerrero representing the tying run at the plate here in the bottom of the 6th. Jesus Lopez on deck with 1 out. Buchanan's payoff. Tipped by Guerrero at the last possible second. likely would have been ball four. Pablo, at the final moments, thinking he had to be in protection mode, nearly knocked that one out of the mitt of Montgomery. Short lead at first. Buchanan comes home, runner goes, swing and a miss, strike three. Throw down is a beauty. Montgomery got him at second. A strike him out, throw him out, double play as Hartle is cut down. Didn't get a good jump. The Crawdads pick up one run, get the deficit back to two, but Buchanan's K and Montgomery's cannon keep the deficit right there.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Newest arm on the hill is Jake Jekulik, last year's 10th rounder out of the Division II ranks. He replaces Dalton Pence, who goes one inning, walks one, but other than that, no hits, runs, or strikeouts. Jekulik, a low-slot sidewinder, starts one foot in front of the other. Colby Jones tried to lay down a bunt. Appeal over to first did not go as he pulled the bat back in time. Jackets at the top of their order in the beginning of the seventh, 4-2 lead. Colby Jones, 1-for-3, a single and two strikeouts. Colby tips the sinker back into the mitt. High sinking fastball, 1-1. Sinker slider for Jake Jekulik. From just below 90 degrees. Sinker too far outside. He'll be in the mid-80s, 84 to 86. And the Green Jackets have seen Jekulik before. He threw at the very end of the season for Down East last year. Made two appearances and took a loss. 2-1, spins too far towards Colby Jones, ball three. Jekulik last year, an inning and a third, two hits, a walk, and three runs for an ERA north of 20. Made two outings, and he was just added to the roster yesterday morning. 3-1 to Jones. Outside corner, spins its way in for a called strike. Jekulik has run the count full, with Carey and Montgomery waiting behind Colby Jones. Jackets looking for a leadoff base runner. The pitch tipped into the mitt, strike three. Colby went after the slider. And it's the hat trick of K's for Jones. It was a tale of two outings for Jekulik last year. He went a perfect 1-2-3 in his pro debut on September 5th. But at the end of the year, the last game, September 8th, an inning, or just a third of an inning, gave up all three runs and took the loss. Here's Owen Carey, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Slaughters this one down the left field line, but foul and out of play. Jekulik out of Northwood University in Michigan. Much like Jacob Kroger of the Green Jackets, a D2 arm that went in the 10th round. 0-1 too far outside. Sinker and slider both in the mid-8s for the former Northwood University product. The Wolves, where he comes from, 1-1. Bounce right back to Jekulik, short hop into the mitt, and he'll jog it over and flip it to Guerrero. Two up, two down. Bounce right back in smoothly for Jekulik. And he made it look easy. 4-year career at Northwood for the righty. had a career ERA of 4.42. This is Nick Montgomery. Got his first career multi-hit day. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI. Montgomery takes the slider inside. Front door slider as a sidearmer or submariner, a dangerous pitch because when it works, it'll freeze a batter solid. Starts behind them and works its way in. Sinker nearly got the back leg of Montgomery. Too far inside, 2-0. But if that breaking ball doesn't send your hitter spinning out and it starts to worm its way a little too far off the inside corner, all of a sudden the hitter's eyes light up and the righty will try to pull it into the next county. 2-0 outside. Hardest pitch of the day for Jekyllick at 87, but he got underneath it. Couple different strange arm slots on this roster for the Crawdads. Luke Savage is on the IL, but he's even lower. 3-0. Ball four. Montgomery on for the third time. A four-pitch walk to Nick, and the Green Jackets have a two-out base runner. Augusta's now put a man on in each of the last five innings. They have done so in every inning save for the second, which is when starter Caden Scarborough punched out the side. Here's Isaiah Drake, tonight's center fielder in the cleanup spot. Lefty against the righty. Two outs and a man at first. Drake thought about bunting, as for whatever reason, Luis Marquez was playing not only in a heavy shift, he was also playing with his heels on the outfield grass. Even with two outs, the speedy center fielder is always a bunt threat. Luckily, it was outside 1-0. Isaiah, not squaring here. He takes a called strike with the sinker. Lefties generally have the advantage against right-handed sidewinders. Sinker stays up for them. Slider comes in towards the body, can get a good read. 1-1. Sinker too far outside, hits off the glove of Hartle, and Montgomery slides into second safely. Got a good jump on a ball that Hartle tried to backhand a little bit lazily. And it goes as a pass ball against Ben Hartle. His first of the game. Now the Green Jackets have a man in scoring position with two outs. And Winston Sawyer will likely try to score Nick Montgomery on anything to the outfield. 2-1 on Isaiah Drake. RBI single his last time. Outside ball three. Went with the off-speed, and it never came back towards the corner. First base is open, but another lefty waits in Carlos Monteverde. Drake will use his timeout prior to the 3-1 pitch. Adjusts the pink and white batting gloves. And pulls the two-tone bat back over his left shoulder. Short lead for Montgomery, now stretching it out, 3-1. Foul tipped off the mitt, count goes full. Good arm side movement on the sinker for Jekyllick in his 2025 debut. Looking to strand Montgomery out at second, keep the Crawdad deficit at two, after Hickory has scored one in each of the last two bottom halves, to bring it from 4-0 to 4-2. Big lead for Montgomery now. 3-2 delivery. Called strike three, and Drake a lot to say to J.C. Reed. Front door sinker. Never really came back, but came close enough. Isaiah continues to plead his case to J.C. Reed. A good frame from Hartle, and the Green Jackets strand a man in scoring position. Time to stretch at L.P. Franz Stadium. Green Jackets 9 outs away from their first win of the series.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
First full inning of work for Trent Buchanan came on for the final two outs of inning number six. Allowed what was called an earned run. Runner scored on a triple and an E6, but because that run would have scored anyway on the ground out, it's still earned for Buchanan. Jesus Lopez leads off the bottom half. Takes ball one just off the outside corner. Green Jackets leading 4-2, out hitting the Crawdads 6-3. One error and one passed ball per side. Lopez 0-2 with a strikeout. Hammers this one wide of first foul. Hackman struck out 7. Buchanan ended the 6th punching out the Pablo Guerrero at bat. And it was a strike him out, throw him out double play as Hartle was caught stealing. Great way for Augusta to end the 6th. 1-1 to Lopez. Fouled back on the fastball. Take a look at the Braves family of affiliates and the Braves scoreboard up and down the organization. Atlanta's in a weather delay after 6 innings, tied with Philly 1-1. Pitchers duel between Jesus Luzardo and Spencer Schwellenbach, and the rain is now starting to approach here in Hickory. 1-2 to Lopez. Buchanan a long hold. Now he comes home. Strike 3. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. Buchanan starts off the 7th the same way he ended the 6th, with a punch out swinging. Spencer Schwellenbach was phenomenal for Atlanta. After 6 strong innings, his night is going to be done almost certainly with this weather delay, no matter when they get back going. A solo shot that came from Kyle Schwarber, the only blemish. Here's Antonis Macias. He pulls through a sharp slider, nothing in one. Big swing from Macias, who was punched out twice. Once looking, once swinging for the second baseman. We are past the minimum requirements for a finalized ball game, so if the tarp does have to come on, this game could be made final without having to resume at any point. Slider low, 1-1. The rest of the Braves organization scoreboard. Gwinnett won earlier today, 6-1 in Norfolk. 1-1 pitch from Buchanan. Slider in through the back door. Called strike 2. It was a battle of big league starters at the AAA level. The final likely rehab start for Spencer Strider against Kyle Gibson, who's still building up in Baltimore's organization. 1-2 to Macias. Too far outside. Strider was absolutely phenomenal. A whiff rate of nearly 30% on his pitches. Strider's line downright silly. 2-2 to Macias. Check swing at the top of the zone. Appeal to first. Elena Giorgio says no. Strider went 5 1/3, 3 hits, a run, and he tied the Gwinnett record with 13 strikeouts. 13 of 16 outs came via the K. Buchanan would like a K here. It would be his 3rd straight. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Macias. Time is called. Buchanan steps off. It's a pitch timer violation. And they're going to say it's ball 4. Macias gets the automatic walk. Buchanan tried to step off with 1 on the pitch clock. But according to J.C. Reed, he did not get off the rubber in time. And so it's a walk for Macias with help from the timer. Chandler Pollard batting right on right. Tying run at the plate with 1 out. Pollard shows bunt and takes ball 1. Double A Columbus in Biloxi this week. They're leading 4-1. The Clingstones are 1-3 on the year. Biloxi 1-4. Target at the knees. Buchanan a long hold. Pollard tried to bunt and whiffed. 1-1. Wind kicking up. The rain is coming down in waves. And the few fans that are still here now making their way for shelter. Announced attendance of 648 people on a cool April night. And the slider swept in, 1-1. Breaking ball hit towards third, snared by Guerra to second for one. Sanchez to first, double play. A 5-4-3-2, price of one. Beautiful ground ball off the hand of Buchanan. The walk matters not. Pollard gets two for the price of one. Green Jackets have their second double play of the day. And Augusta leads by two after seven.
Hey, fans. Cat.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
We go to the top of the eighth, or at least we're going to attempt to do so. A lengthy meeting between innings, between the two umpires and the grounds crew here in Hickory. For now, we're going to try to keep playing ball. It's a 4-2 game in the top of the eighth. Augusta Green Jackets over the Hickory Crawdads on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. And back out for his second inning, Jake Jekulik in his 2025 debut. Rain even harder than it was in the bottom of the seventh. Jekulik facing Carlos Monteverde, and he misses outside 1-0. Glaude and Sanchez behind Monteverde, back-to-back righties. Slider at the knees, 1-1. Little frisbee floating its way to the bottom of the zone. Such an easy pitch to give up on for Monteverde. One ball and one strike, and Carlos waves through the sinker. Rain continues to come down stronger and stronger, and again, we are past the minimum time and minimum innings needed for a full game. 1-2, strike three. Monteverde climbs the ladder, and it's the third strikeout in five batters faced for Jake Jekulik. That's now 12 punch-outs for the Crawdad pitching staff. It's the most Ks the Green Jackets have had in a game so far this year. Wynn now whipping out to right field. First pitch to Douglas Glaude, called strike. Glaude looking for his first hit. Two strikeouts and a walk today. Jekulik misses inside with a slider. Until that breaking pitch seemed to have no adverse effects from the weather. Radar makes it seem like the rain's not going away anytime soon. 2-0. Tap back foul. Correction, it's 1-2 as the scoreboard is now updated properly. Going back to the scoreboard of the Braves affiliates, Clingstone's leading the Chuckers 4-1 in the top of the seventh. Columbus got all four RBIs from Ethan Werkinger. Slider high and outside, 2-2. And a great start from Drew Hackenberg, the former Virginia Tech Hokie. Six innings, just one run. Pitched to contact and did so with aplomb. 2-2 to Glaude. High and outside, ball three. Sinker didn't quite sink. Been a good week around the farm. Rome leading 4-0 in Bowling Green. Currently blanking the Hot Rods in Kentucky. J.R. Ritchie, who spent a bunch of time last year as a Green Jacket, has been phenomenal. The 3-2, slider down the first baseline and just foul off the bat of Glaude. An inside-out swing on a front-door slider, and it nearly trickled over the base. J.R.'s gone 5 2/3 for the Penguins. Those second-year emperors, three hits, three walks, and four Ks. No runs for Ritchie. You love to see that for J.R. in his second start of the season. Seventh pitch of the at-bat to Glaude, and he tips it into the mitt for strike three. Three straight batters go down to the K for Jake Jekulik. He's got things working today. Two up, two down in the eighth. Now it's Luis Sanchez's turn to try to extend the inning. Emperors have gotten home runs from Justin Janis and Stephen Paolini so far. Haven't seen a home run from either side here at Hickory. Sanchez lays down a bunt, tried to submarine the throw to first, and he chucked it into right field. For whatever reason, it looked like Jekyll couldn't decide what arm slot to throw it over from. He probably had time to walk it over himself. Raised his arm like he wanted to throw overhand, dropped lower than his pitching spot, and an E1 put Sanchez at second. And now the rain comes down even harder. Grip is tough enough when you don't know where you want to throw from. It makes it even tougher. Here's Mason Guerra. Jekyll will step off, pump fake towards second. That's his first disengagement. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Augusta trying to add to the 4-2 lead. Pitch from Jekyll has Guerra chasing the high slider. Low enough slot for the sidewinder Jekyll that it almost looks like the breaking ball rises. And it is really coming down harder now. 0-1 to Guerra, too far outside. And Jekyll is looking down at that hand and the grip or lack thereof on just about every pitch. Got the rosin bag back behind the rubber. He goes to that consistently, asking for another new baseball from home plate umpire J.C. Reed. 1-1 on Guerra, who's 0 for 3. Big lead for Sanchez. Inside ball two. Sinker running around the chest and up against the new green jerseys for Guerra. Not much description on the front for these green jerseys. Have the alternate bug logo on the left chest and white numbers on the back. 2-1. Good slider from Jekyll. Freezes Guerra 2-2. If he's sitting on that, that caught a lot of plate, but it froze Mason Salad. Sanchez out at second trying to score on anything to the outfield. 2-2 home. Slider pops straight back. Guerra pulled off the slider ever so slightly. Skitters around on the concourse until it's picked up. Guerra will see a sixth pitch of this at bat. Still 2-2. Jekyll versus Guerra. Coming home. Ball three upstairs. First base is open. Jake Steeles is on deck. Not an easy set of circumstances for Jekyll to try to battle through. Elements playing a toll on both sides. 3-2 delivery. Tap towards first base. Off the end of the bat, Guerrero takes it himself, and Guerra goes down on the ground ball. Green Jackets got a little bit of life from the two-out E1, but Guerrero bails out his pitcher, and we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's another inning of Buchanan when we're back on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
At an inning and two-thirds, this is already the longest outing of Trent Buchanan's young professional career. He's gone five outs, allowed one run in total on one hit. And now, he goes to work in the bottom of the eighth against Marcos Torres. Still 4-2 Green Jackets. Neither side has scored in the last inning and a half. And Torres fouls the 91-mile-an-hour fastball straight back. Rain's still coming down. It's still cold. Not ideal pitching situation. And yet Buchanan continues to fire. Slider outside, 1-1. Torres has popped up and has an RBI ground out tonight. Knocked in the first crawdad run of the game. That came back in the fifth against Owen Hackman, and it was unearned. 1-1 to Torres. Underneath the fastball went chasing the high heat from Buchanan. 29 pitches, 18 strikes for Trent Buchanan. His season long is 36 when he went an inning and a third on Sunday. Brown glove at the belt. 1-2 coming to Torres. Just below the knees. Good frame at the bottom of the zone for Montgomery, but no dice. Outfield shallow, infield shifted to the right against the left-handed hitter Torres. 1-for-9 on the week. 2-2 from Buchanan. Strike three, got him looking. Marcos Torres goes down, staring at the fastball. It's the third strikeout for Buchanan. That's also a career high in career game number three. Between Buchanan and Gomez, the Old Dominion Monarchs well represented on this roster, and specifically in the bullpen. Both have already proven themselves key late game relievers for Winston Sawyer. Right on right, it's Luis Marquez, the nine hitter. And he swings over top of the slider. Marquez, one of the few players in this lineup for Hickory to be using anything blue-related in terms of gear, matching the Rangers' primary color as he takes a slider. Most folks on this roster don red batting gloves, shin guards, and just about everything else. 0-2 to Marquez. Buchanan, a deep breath. Fastball high and tight. And the red works on multiple levels because not only is it a secondary color of the parent club, it's also the primary color of the Crawdads. But in addition to his red gloves, Marquez has a leg guard that's royal blue. 1-2. Chasing a slider, swinging a miss. Back-to-back Ks to begin the eighth. Four punch outs for Trent Buchanan. Jackets have stretching in the bullpen. But if Buchanan can keep rolling, well, hold that thought, because here comes Winston Sawyer. There was an idea there, but it matters not if Winston's going to make a move, and he is. Sawyer wants to make a change. Trent Buchanan goes 2 1/3, strikes out 4, gives up 1 run, and Winston has to be thrilled with what he got from Buchanan tonight. Back in 90 seconds, we'll tell you who the new arm is.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
on a rainy Thursday evening in small town North Carolina, only the most dedicated of fans still remain here at LP Franz Stadium. And with two outs and their home team down by two in the eighth, it's Jackson Danley taking the ball for the Augusta Green Jackets. Final line for Trent Buchanan, two and a third, one hit, one run, a walk in four Ks. A great outing for him, and now Danley makes his third appearance of the year. Facing Jeremy Cabrera, the leadoff man. Back to the top of the order for the Crawdads in their black uniforms, and Cabrera's over top of the first pitch he sees, strike one. Danley, two scoreless appearances, worked an inning both times. He has not allowed a hit yet in his brief affiliated ball career. 0-1 to Cabrera. Sharp breaking ball, misses outside at 88. It's a very tight sweeper for Jackson Danley. He throws a bit of a new age power sweeper as his primary breaking ball. Change up and fastball with it, 1-1. Back to that slider, too far outside, 2-1. Rain falling and falling a bit harder now at LP Franz Stadium. More rain on the forecast for tomorrow. It's supposed to taper off by the early afternoon, so the tarp will likely be on, but hopefully we can play some ball. Fastball bounced off the front foot of Jeremy Cabrera, who took two steps toward first and then realized. And then realized that had hit him in the front foot. For tomorrow, Ethan Bagwell is scheduled to start, making his 2025 debut and second professional outing. 2-2 from Danley. Breaking ball, strike three. Cabrera shut down. And between the two relievers, Buchanan and Danley, the Green Jackets strike out the side in the eighth. On to the ninth we go. Augusta looking to brave the weather and pick up the first win of the season.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Headed to the ninth in a lengthy, drawn-out battle here at Franz Stadium in Hickory. Augusta 4, Hickory 2. Green Jackets dropped the first two ball games against the Crawdads this week, but an opportunity to get back in the win column and also get the record back to 500 overall in the season's first six games. After two hitless innings from Jake Jekulik, the new arm for the Crawdads is the 22-year-old righty out of Queensland, Australia, Kai Wynyard. Wynyard, at 22 years of age, has been all over the organization for Texas, but this year, just with the Crawdads so far, he's 1-0, picked up the win on Saturday against the Cannonballers. Jake Steele's leading off the ninth, first pitch swinging, thumped on the ground out to short, Pollard to his left, sets and throws, and delivers a strike with the wet baseball to put away Steele's. Good swing by Jake Steele's. He jumped on the fastball at 91, but unfortunately for him, it was right at Chandler Pollard. A quick start for Kai Wynyard, who gave up a hit and a run with four walks in those two innings against Kannapolis, but was able to tone it down to just be the one run allowed by himself. Back to the top of the order for Colby Jones. Jones thumps the second pitch of the inning up the middle, and this one finds the outfield grass. Colby 2-for-5 with a pair of singles today, bookending a 3-strikeout game. How you start, as important as how you finish, and in the first and the ninth, Jones has hits. Second multi-hit game of the season for Colby Jones. He had his first career 3-hit game on opening night. Augusta would love to add some insurance for Jackson Danley as he goes for his first professional save. Here's Owen Carey trying to do just that. Jones sneaking his way off of first, not going, and the first pitch taken of the inning from Wynyard is a slider inside. Carey 1-for-4, singled and scored back in the fifth. The second of two runs to come around in that inning and the most recent Green Jacket to score. Wynyard out of the stretch, a long pause at the belt. Now the 1-0, driven down the left field line and foul. Carey looking for another multi-hit day. He had a great start, much like so many other Green Jackets did offensively this weekend. And the numbers are so very skewed because small sample sizes tend to do that to baseball metrics. 1-1, Wynyard coming home, runner goes, pitches outside. Great one to throw on. Jones is still in there. Colby's able to get the hand in just in the nick of time. A great throw from Ben Hartle, but Colby's now 3-for-3 swiping bags. Jones was 1-for-5 swiping bases last year after the draft, so it's been great to see him develop as a base runner and a base stealer because he stole plenty of bags at the JUCO ranks. Takes away the double play opportunity, and the count is 2-1 on Carey. Pollard holding Jones on, one shortstop, conversating with the other. On the ground to second base. This will be a routine play at first for Macias. It also moves Jones up to third with two outs. Colby 90 feet away from making it a 3-run ball game. Nick Montgomery steps in 2-for-3 with a walk. We'll look to at least start to get through the single A Carolina League scoreboard before we get to the bottom of the ninth. As four of the day's seven games have already gone final, Montgomery doubled his hit total from the season today alone. First pitch to Nick Montgomery, fouls it back. Jackets have been very much in attack mode against Kai Wynyard, who has moved up and down the ranks of this team and this affiliation. He was as high as Double A last year. 24 games with Down East, also made appearances at High A Hickory and Double A Frisco. 0-1 to Montgomery. Too far downstairs with the offspeed. Myrtle Beach beat Carolina 6-2 today. It was the first loss for the previously 5-0 Mudcats. Tough to do, quieting that offense, but the Pelicans were able to do just that. 1-1 coming from Wynyard to Montgomery. Flown out of play. Columbia knocked off Charleston. The River Dogs are now 0-6. Perennial slow starters. Charleston is really at a glacier's pace this season. Columbia's had some good pitching performances this week, and they very much enjoy being at home against the winless Dogs. Wynyard ahead 1-2. High kick at home. Absolutely launched down the right field line, but foul. Kannapolis beat Lynchburg in the Hill City today. Went up to the Commonwealth of Virginia, won 13-6, had the offense rolling at full power. Another 1-2. Montgomery trying to bring Jones home from third, but he will not do that as he goes chasing it off speed in the dirt. First strikeout for Kai Wynyard strands Colby Jones at third base. And the Green Jackets head to the bottom of the ninth, trying to preserve a two-run lead. Jackson Danley heading out, looking for his first professional save.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Jackson Danley came on and got the final out of inning number 8, kept the ball game at 4-2 in replacement of Trent Buchanan. And now, in just his third professional appearance, at least in the affiliated level, he goes out looking for save number 1. Even with the rain slowing down a little bit, it still won't be an easy one as he has to go through the meat of the Hickory Crawdads order. 2, 3, and 4, Maxton Martin, Ben Hartle, and Pablo Guerrero do up. A lefty and then two righties, who are a combined 2-for-9 today. But Maxton Martin, who's the table setter, has singled and tripled. And he's looking for his third consecutive 3-hit game against the Green Jackets. It's been a start to the series to remember for Maxton Martin. Jackson Danley, 5'10 right-hander, signed as an undrafted free agent in January, after working at the Tread Athletics facility in Charlotte. Martin stands open from the left side. First pitch to the southpaw. Nearly caught a piece at 90. Danley with that turbo slider. Hooking it into the glove side. Jackson's been up to 96 today. Outfield is shallow. Wind whipping out to center. Bounced on the ground to the second baseman. Sanchez down to a knee, over to first for out number 1. Tailor-made opportunity right to him. Sanchez, usually as smooth as they come, no exception right there. Here's Ben Hartle with one out in the 9th. Green Jackets will see a left-handed starter for the first time this week tomorrow in Mason Molina. Came over in a trade with the Brewers this past offseason. Fastball misses outside. 1-0 on Hartle. Ben Hartle so far today 0-for-3. Reached on an E6 last time up. That would have been an RBI groundout. He was then caught stealing on a double play. Danley's 1-0. Bounce towards third base. It's foul beyond the reach of Carlos Maldonado, the third base coach. The stadium score bug out in left center field flashes the time and temperature in alternating spots. It does say 53 degrees. That feels generous. Fastball out. Ball 2. The rain's certainly not helping matters. But there are a few dozen fans that have stayed packed in to see whether or not the Crawdads can pull off a comeback. 2-1 on Hartle after Danley missed with the fastball. Slider knocked away. When in doubt, go to that breaking pitch. If you can throw a sweeper 88 to 90, you might as well. Then rear back for 96, even if it's a little bit flatter. Danley originally out of Purdue. Facing off against the Kansan Ben Hartle. High leg kick and home. Slider, strike 3, got him looking. Hartle goes down on strikes for the first time today. And the Crawdads are down to their final out. Finish up the Carolina League scoreboard in the Easy Go postgame show, which will be coming up immediately after this ball game's conclusion. Roll right on into it, an abbreviated version on a rainy night. Pablo Guerrero, the last hope for the Crawdads. First pitch from Danley. Outside ball 1. Nothing but 96s on the fastball from Jackson Danley. Doing the best he can to put himself in the books. 1-0. Big swing from Guerrero. Over top, he tipped it into the mitt. Danley wants a new baseball, and he will be granted one. Only so many times you can throw the same piece of rawhide straight through the cold, wet night. Out of the stretch. 1-1 to Pablo. Tips the slider into the on-deck circle. 1-2. Crawdads down to their final strike. A win puts the Green Jackets back at 500. Gets them on the right side of a Thursday night decision. Ball and two strikes on Pablo Guerrero. The pitch from Danley. Slider swirled into center field. Drake to his left. Runs it down and makes the catch. The Green Jackets battle through the elements and take down the Crawdads 4-2. It's the first professional save for Jackson Danley. It's the first win of the season for Owen Hackman. And the Green Jackets get the job done 4-2. A much-needed victory to shake off the poor taste from the games in the past 2 days. The Crawdads were held quiet nearly all night long. Two runs, three hits, and two errors for Hickory. They left just two men on base. The couple times they were able to get somebody on, either a double play or an RBI out, canceled out those men. The Green Jackets with the W now move to 3-3. Hickory falls to 4-2. And if either Columbia or Myrtle Beach win, both of whom are in front right now, then there will be a three-way tie for first at the top of the Carolina League South Division. The loss goes to Caden Scarborough. It's his first decision of the year, so he falls to 0-1. Already, as we talk this through, the hard-working front office of the Hickory Crawdads are rolling out the tarp, trying to minimize the damage to the playing surface with a whole lot more rain slated to come between now and first pitch tomorrow. Augusta posts four runs on seven hits, with one error and eight men left on base. They score two in each of the fourth and fifth innings and get contributions really up and down the lineup. The biggest swing of the night that put Augusta ahead both to start and for good was a two-out, two-strike single from Luis Sanchez in the top of the fourth. Caden Scarborough loaded the bases on a single and two walks with one out, but then struck out Douglas Glaude and got ahead 1-2 on Luis Sanchez. A couple foul balls and a good take later when Sanchez had evened the count. He ripped a hard ground ball past the reach of third baseman Luis Marquez and scored both Nick Montgomery and Isaiah Drake. Augusta would double that lead one inning later on RBI singles from both Montgomery and Drake. Great days up and down the lineup, but Nick Montgomery feels like one we need to spotlight. Montgomery goes 2-for-4, gets his first RBI and his first multi-hit game as a pro. He also worked a walk and advanced on a pass ball. For Montgomery, you could understand there being a little bit of frustration as a kid who's been so talented and found so much success at the game of baseball really his entire career, started the season 2-for-20 in his first pro year. But he comes out of his shell tonight, also had a phenomenal caught stealing behind the plate, a strike him out, throw him out double play where Pablo Guerrero K'd and then Ben Hartle was caught stealing to keep the Green Jackets in front and erase a run that would have brought the deficit 2-1 off the base paths for the Crawdads. Hickory gets another strong offensive output from Maxton Martin, goes 2-for-4 with a single and a triple. And RBIs from Marcos Torres. He's the only man that knocks one in, as the other run was one unearned. Owen Hackman, 5 1/3 innings as the starter. 2 hits, 1 unearned run, and 7 Ks. Both starters were strong. Caden Scarborough struck out 7 3 2/3. 7 of his 11 outs were punch outs. But Augusta did just enough offensively to get themselves a lead. And the combination of Owen Hackman, Trent Buchanan, and Jackson Danley swallow up the Hickory offense, seeding just 3 hits and 2 runs, only one of which was earned. That went against Buchanan. For Danily, it's the culmination of a long roundabout journey from Purdue to the Coastal Plain League to the Independent American Association, and even Purdue, that was after stops at Houston and Panola College. Got signed in January, and now he's got his first pro save. He also is not allowed a run in three pro outings. So congratulations to Danily and his family on save number one. Tomorrow, weather permitting, and we trust this grounds crew to get the field ready, it will be the first start of the season for righty Ethan Bagwell, sixth rounder out of Collinsville, Illinois. Made one start last year, went just two innings in Down East, but he's matured a lot since then, and he'll go up against Mason Molina, who the Green Jackets have not seen yet, and will be the first of two starters we expect to see this weekend to go from the left side. Raven Antonio will face Anudis Mejia, both righties, on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Luis Aristegueta against Dalton Pence, who we saw throw an inning today in relief, bridging the gap from Privet to Jekyllit. Mason Molina out of the University of Arkansas is a seventh-round pick who will be making his second start of the season. Before we sign off, as promised, we'll take one last look at the Carolina League scoreboard just to not leave you hanging. I know you're all desperate to find out what else is happening in the world today. Myrtle Beach beat Carolina, Columbia beat Charleston, Kannapolis beat Lynchburg. We covered all three of those. The Fred Nats at home knock off the Salem Red Sox 7-4. Salem announced this morning they will be changing their name at the conclusion of this season. They've been the Salem Sox for a while, but previously they had names such as the Redbirds, Buccaneers, and most notably the Salem Avalanche, which if they're going to go backwards is likely the only direction they've go. Still holds a soft spot in a lot of folks' hearts out there in the Commonwealth. Delmarva had a doubleheader today, making up the rainout from earlier in the week against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Delmarva wins the opener 4-1 in seven innings in a battle of the birds. And the Shorebirds now leading 1-0 halfway home in the second seven-inning contest. We'll see Delmarva to start off the next road trip. The Green Jackets will play 12 away from home in just a week and a half time. But we've still got the weekend to get through here. And we'll go get rested up and ready to see Logan Samuels tomorrow against, Ethan Bagwell tomorrow against Mason Molina. No telling if he will have a piggyback arm behind him. If he does, it would likely be Brett Sears who made the start on Saturday. So keep an eye on that. We may see two very different, very strong arms coming out for the Green Jackets tomorrow. 4-2 is your final. Hackman the winner. Scarborough takes the loss, and Jackson Danily gets the save. Time of the ball game in total here in Hickory. The contest that began at 7:02 goes a grand total of 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of 648 people here in the rain and the cold. For those of you that are snuggled in your warm beds or on the couch under a blanket, we envy you. But we hope you'll do the same thing and be with us tomorrow night. 7 o'clock start, probably will happen first pitch 7:02, but we'll be live at 6:50 for the Tax Slayer pregame show. Might even have a Phoenix Printing pregame interview for you with one of these players, if we can find a willing victim. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. It's been a pleasure, as it so often is. Augusta gets the first win of the week, back up to 500, and looking to even the series at 2 tomorrow night. Have a great one, ladies and gentlemen.